I guess I should start recording.
The Veteran Gamers Podcast is not for children, okay? So if you're listening and you're under the age of 18, turn the f***ing show off, you piece of shit.
Stand by for pre-show banter.
No, I did that last time. That's it.
Jenny is running late. Oh my god, Jenny's here. Oh my god.
Suck it, Stu. I ain't streaming nothing. Damn, Stu, where are you at? Come on, why are you so late?
For God's sake.
It's all gonna be okay.
I'll mumble my way through it, but I don't really feel like doing it. All right.
No, we won't do.
I ain't treating you shit for shit. All right.
Okay.
So we ready?
Hold on.
677. Okie dokie dokie. We live.
Yep.
Oh, Christmas jumper and everything. Look. I'd rather kiss a Wookiee. Well, do it. You know, Christmas show and all that shit.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Let's do this.
Let's start the motherfucking show, bitch.
Here we go, people. Come on, yeah, get down, come on.
Welcome, yo, to the Veteran Gamers. Juju, Jimmy, all the fellas will tell you about every single game.
Shots fired!
An indie pick. Stew story time and Chini's game breakers. Here comes Duke with the soundbite saviors.
Your attention, please.
It's the Veteran Gamers. It's the Veteran Gamers.
The story is got bad.
What are you, on your way to a dick meeting?
Boy.
Keeping it rare!
Switch that console off before you have to press repeat, y'all.
I like the beats and shouting!
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs!
Hello and welcome to episode 677 of the Veteran Gamers Podcast.
Yay, 677. It's only 100 episodes before 777. And anybody who likes techno ambient music from the 90s will like the album 777, Fire and Water. It was a two-album set. It was really good. So that's cool. What a lot of people are thinking.
Who's
right
that by? Well,
777, that was the name of the group.
All right, okay.
They only put
DJ,
out that one album, I think, so far as I know. But it's
Then we'll take your word for it. I'll give it a
listen. The fire
disc
was like, you know, harder beats, and the water disc was more ambient and chill. So it's a good mix.
Oh, I see. It was like double disc of different genres.
Yes, it was one of them CD cases with the flip out thing. Man, those were so fragile. I was always worried I was going to break those.
Oh, yeah. The amount of times that they did get broken, though, and then it'd just be like sat inside.
Man. One time
terrible.
A dude borrowed
CDs.
My.
What the hell's a CD?
Orbital Insides. They had. Dude borrowed mine. It was in one of those. It was in one of the more durable ones with the flippy back and forth things. And he busted it and brought it back. It didn't have a front cover, and the two discs were in CD case. And it was just in a regular CD case. They're just sitting there on top of each other. I was like, "What have you done, man? I'm never lending my music out to anybody ever again." And I never did. By the way,
hey,
I'm Duke.
Album? I'm Stu.
Yes. Chinny, hello.
Go ahead. What album?
Talking of album, guess what album I got on vinyl this very week?
Christmas in Hollis.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens.
No.
Well, go ahead.
Talking of ambient house music, the greatest ambient house music album.
Orbs
of
Adventures
all
Beyond
time.
The Ultra World.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a good album. Classic. Except that last song, I hate it.
Oh, I like that.
Love in you. Well, no, it's a bad
song.
It's
so good,
which
man.
They made a bad song about.
The ever pulsating brain at the center of the ultra world.
They did
you
so
mean.
Many other good songs, but that one's just not. I don't like it.
Darren Sim says he can't hear anything. Don't
what?
Know why
he can
that
now.
Is.
He can now.
He can now. He can
refresh
now.
Your audio
it's
router
it's
or something.
Fixed.
It's on
no,
your
it was,
end.
It was no, it was me. It was me.
No, let's gaslight him. It was on his end.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was you,
stupid
Darren.
Darren, God.
You, Darren. It's not us. It's you.
Yeah.
It's totally you. Yeah.
Just totally you.
Yeah, happy Christmas, everybody.
Merry everyone.
Merry everyone. God bless
Merry
us,
Christmas.
Everyone.
I got some socks.
Nice.
Did you? What's on your socks?
Rick and Morty socks.
Ooh, hey, that's fitting for today's
that's
special
That's a little bit of a prelude.
Yeah.
Prelude to, what we play.
I got nothing, which was exactly what I wanted. But the Duchess actually... Yeah, the Duchess actually did give me something this year. Because she was at a store today, and I should have them in front of me, but I don't have them.
Was it a smack in the face?
No, it was not. It was the only teacher. Usually, okay, here's the thing. Mugs for teachers are often like trite and cliched, and they make me want to vomit because they're like, you know, they'll have an addition problem on a chalkboard that says to teach is to touch a life forever. And it's like, oh, I see.
Is this on a on a mug?
Clever. Well, that's the way it usually is. Anyway,
you'll say worst teacher ever.
No, that would be awesome. I do have this pencil that the lady in charge of our school attendance gave me after I had her son as a student. It says coolest teacher ever, which was very nice. Yeah. This Logitech camera does not handle stuff up close very well.
Do you know what, though? People should not give you gifts that lie.
Anyway, here's the thing. That's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that you often get. My mom will send me mugs that say things like, you know, teaching is, you know, those who can teach, those who can't find a less rewarding line of work or whatever. Anyway, the Duchess found finally a teacher mug that was actually pretty cool. The mug says before school, and then there's like a cocktail glass that says after school.
Oh, I get you.
I was like, that's pretty sweet. I see what that is. Yeah. So she was like, should I get it? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Go on then.
Oh, you let her buy you a gift. I got some great gifts. Can I just say, I've had a great Christmas.
Awesome. What was the best thing you got?
The best thing I got was tickets to go and see Jamiroquai in the summer at the Living Festival.
All right. I got you tickets to go stand in a field in the summer.
Oh, it's going to be great. But the greatest thing was, Kay did this last time. She got me tickets to go and see Pete Tong. I got a personal letter off JK, and I meant to bring it to read it to you because it was very, very funny.
Uh-huh.
And it started off with something like, "Hey, there, Stewie, mate, your pint-sized pop star JK here.
Yeah.
Just going to let you know, man, I've got you some tickets to see George Ezra at Living Festival." And then it's dot, dot, dot. "Nah, just kidding, man.
Psych.
Me.
In your face."
So is it a handwritten letter?
Yes, no type, but hands, but it's signed.
Hey, hand
type. It was a pretend. Well, I say pretend JK signature, but she insists it's actually from him.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
How far do you want to take this accusations of lying from your wife?
I know. I've got to be careful because I might not be able to go if I'm, you know, accuse her of lying.
Because of your lack of faith, you no longer have these tickets.
But it was funny because the last, when she did it with, when she did it with Pete Tong, right, did the same thing. For 1 second, I actually thought she'd managed to get a letter off Pete Tong.
You know they're real gullible on your ceiling, dude.
I know, right? And I was like, and I said to her, I remember saying, how did you get him to do this? And she went, I didn't, it with me, you dickhead.
Wow, she has to explain it. I love that.
Well, you know.
It was me.
So I got that, and I also got my moon swatch, which apparently has now been voted wristwatch of the year.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. Wristwatch of the year. How many people get to say they have that on their wrist?
Exactly. Not many of them.
Wear watches.
They're still selling for treble the price on eBay. So, you know.
For good reason. Watches are very important in 2023.
Yeah.
Yes.
Otherwise, you have no way of knowing what time it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no way you know what time to turn up for the podcast, just saying. Yeah. Anyway. but yeah, I had a good Christmas. Do you two have good Christmases? Good Christmas dinners? Apart from you, dude.
We had two Christmas dinners. And
nice.
Yeah, but my mom and dad are not very well. They're ill.
No.
I feel
partly responsible because I gave it to them.
Oh, no.
So I feel like I'm somewhat responsible for that.
Is it COVID or some other virus? Can we just say
no? Just the flu. Geez. And I've still got it a bit as well. But like, I was definitely really, really bad on last week Monday. I was like bad. They had to go to the doctors, and I knew I shouldn't have took them, but yeah, I took them, and I shouldn't have done. It was quite ironic, really, because I had to go to the doctors, and it just made them worse. But
yeah.
So they couldn't. We were going to spend Christmas Day with Tara's family, Boxing Day with my family, but they were so ill that they messaged and said, "I don't think we're going to have."
Do you know that you're not the first person?
So the food that we had, the food that we would have had with my mom and dad, we took it round to Tara's mom's and had it with her and her brothers. We had another chill day there, and then but I think gifts wise, I didn't get loads, but you don't, do you, when you get old? You don't get.
Of course you do. What's all that about?
If you're a whiny little child like Stuart, you
yeah. Gotta get gifts.
I got for my secret. We do Secret Santa, and for my Secret Santa, he got me. I wanted a bag for work. Like we in the WhatsApp group, we put what we want, what might be useful. And I said, "Oh, I need a bag for work. Dang. I don't really mind what bag as long as it."
Did they get you a carrier bag, like a plastic?
But he got me the bag that looks like the one in Back to the Future.
Oh, so, nice.
That's cool. Yeah, you see, awesome. That's nice thoughtful.
Touch. He knows
nice
you.
Nice little touch.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a one-for-one replica, but it was very similar. And he wrapped it in Back to the Future wrapping and everything. So, nice. Yeah, very good.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. That's cool.
Pleased with that. And it's quite like a nice bag. We had a budget, like a 50 quid budget, and he said most of the budget.
50 quid budget for Secret Freaking Santa?
Yeah, but it's family, isn't it? It's family. But you think about it, like that's all we spend now. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, just a minute. This Stingy is this work, colleague.
Stuart.
No, this is family.
Stuart
family.
Oh, sorry. No. I thought it was work.
No. We do.
You said Secret Santa.
We have to do
the
work.
You could have said that it was family. Oh. You should have said that earlier.
Sorry, yeah. I missed that a little bit.
No, it's family. It's family. So it's nothing. Yeah, 50 quid is.
That's a bit much for work, but impressive.
We were finding with the family, like, you end up buying, like, everybody presents, and then, like, you're buying tat and you're buying this.
Yeah,
so instead of just have a 50 quid budget, Secret Santa. Everybody gets a present, you know, it's a bit of fun. You find out who it is anyway, so it's kind of like a pointless endeavor, but still, it's fun.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah. I also got Throw Burrito, so I've got that as well.
You got
played
what?
It. Have you played this?
What are you talking about?
Throw Burrito.
I have no idea.
It's by the same people who did Exploding Kittens, so it's a game by them.
Oh,
and it's got spongy burritos that you throw at each other for some reason. No, no, why? Okay. Guess we'll find out when we play it.
You know, I mean... Oh yeah,
I've not played it yet.
Okay,
not a chance. Honestly,
they
it's been
had
crazy.
Instructions busy. That came with the games.
I was working Christmas Day, and you know,
that's
that
anti-Christian. Cack. That's not okay.
It's what I've got to do.
We don't know when Jesus was born. Never mind. It's anti-pagan.
I work in a Christian establishment. It's a Catholic. Yeah. Oh, my working. So there you go.
Yeah.
Contradiction, man.
Did you play any party games? Did you play any party?
No, I've not even really played any games at all. Oh no! Tell a lie. We did. Oh, right. I'll tell you. This is. Oh god.
Oh god.
Oh god.
Uh oh! I smell a story coming on.
It's time for a story. It's time for a story. A very special story, especially for you. It's time for a story. It's time for a story. Sit down and listen now. Don't be a Jew.
Yep.
Here's the thing, right?
What's
we go to Kay's mum's on Boxing Day every year.
Right.
And she has prizes, so we play games for prizes.
Okay. Yeah.
And Millie insists on playing Beetle Drive. Have you ever played Beetle Drive?
Never heard
no,
of it.
What is
oh,
that?
God. You don't ever want to play it. It is the fucking worst game ever.
I don't know. Is it worse than the Stanley Terrible?
Oh, yes. So basically, you have a beetle made
a
up
car.
Of pieces. No. It's like a beetle, you know,
like
a proper
an insect.
Beetle.
Like the
so you
it's
have
like
a body,
John Paul, George, and Ringo.
Yeah, body, head, legs, eyes, antenna, right. Tongue, tail. I don't know, all this shit. And you basically roll the dice to get the pieces, and it's the first person to build the beetle, right?
Okay.
But you can't put any of the bloody legs or any of that bollocks on it until you've rolled a one to get the body. And a two to get the head. And until you get those two pieces, you can't put any other pieces on it. And, oh my God.
It's like a game for people who don't know about better games. Like, I can see this being fun in the 1300s. There's like no such thing as chess or whatever. It's like, what are we supposed to do with our time? I don't know. All right, how about this? You have to roll a die, and then if you get a one, you can draw the head of the beetle. And then,
well, that's kind of what one of us had to do because Kay didn't have an actual board, so she had to draw us on a bit of paper.
Dude, there's these amazing new things called cards, and you can play all sorts of games with them.
Well, anyway, that was terrible. We did play some Triominos, which is pretty cool. Have you ever played Triominos?
It's true, pretty cool. Yeah, all the cool kids are playing Triominos, man. Not a day goes by that my students don't talk. Yes,
it's
I've heard of Triominos. It's like boring.
Yeah, we play that. It's pretty cool. Well, no, it isn't. It's like dominoes
it
with three sides. I like that. Anyway, that's not the worst thing that happened over Christmas.
Right, well, we played a normal Christmas game like Russian roulette.
No, of course. Why not? No, that's not the worst thing. Because the worst thing that happened
get the kids
was,
involved. It's fine.
There you go.
Because I can't have alcohol anymore.
Yeah,
I thought attitude. I'll try some alcohol-free red wine with my Christmas dinner. It was fucking. It was like drinking red wine vinegar. It was vile. It wasn't like anything like red wine.
A hidden staircase. What do you do if somebody wants a non-alcoholic beer? You know, it's never come up.
It tastes like shit as is what it tasted like. It was terrible. But this is good. I've got this, which is alcohol-free cider. This is pretty nice.
I think a lot of people like.
What's wrong with like apple juice or something? I mean, what's the point?
No, it's nice though. This still tastes like cider though. Yeah, it tastes like alcoholic.
Look, I drink cider. I do like cider, but I can't imagine thinking like, you know what I want is a cider except without the alcohol. Like, I don't drink cider for the taste of it. I just.
I don't drink like, you know, these alcohol-free alcohol things.
Yeah.
People think I do because I don't drink, but I never do. I just drink Coke or whatever. But I've heard the Cronenberg alcohol-free thing is nice, Stu.
No, the best one I found, right, for beers is Admin's, like, pale ale with citrus. That's quite nice. I'm doing all right.
You have to
right.
be an admin in order to drink it.
Admin. Can we just say, by the way, we've got Luke in the chat, right?
What up, Luke?
Luke.
Hey,
Luke
is Millie's boyfriend's brother.
Oh, is he?
And I have something to tell him. Luke.
That's Luke.
Oh, is
Luke.
He Millie's boyfriend's
him?
Brother?
Yes, younger brother.
I have something to tell him.
Wayne's brother.
Luke, yeah. I am your father.
See what you did there.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Luke.
Yeah, hi, Luke.
Hi to the chat. I need a poo. Be right back.
You need a poo? Is this seriously?
Oh, yeah, serious. I got to have a poo.
Are you all serious? Right. You come 20 minutes late, then you want a poo?
Correct.
It's not that he wants it. It's that he needs it.
This is
compassion.
You know, yeah. Luke's first...
Hi, Luke.
His first thing. He's going to hear about the poo. No, but he spent 20 minutes listening to your stupid Beatles story. That's the real tragedy.
And now he thinks you really are old because you need a poo.
I do.
Yes, because children never need to go to the bathroom.
Listen,
Luke,
it's important that you're regular. Do you know what I mean?
It's important that you go before you shit yourself.
Is a problem.
That's the sound of the dragonborn pooping. Well, we can't talk about games yet because Chinny can't put it up on the screen.
Other stuff while Chinny's
what are we supposed
shitting.
To talk about? Nothing.
I don't know. We'll find something.
I'll talk about this phone. I have a cell phone. Look, it's a phone. It's black. And it's reflecting my camera back at my camera.
Nice.
Ooh. See what I did there?
Whilst you've been off, what's the most exciting things that's happened to you? Are you snowed in, by the way?
Oh, we were crazy snowed in. This was an interesting story. It was a bomb cyclone, they called it. Yeah, my mom was... I mean, my mom texts me every time there's any kind of weather. She once said, I heard there were tornadoes in Iowa. Are you guys okay? I'm like, dude, we're nowhere near Iowa. What are you talking about?
America's a big place.
Well, it is. But I mean, imagine if there was tornadoes in Scotland and your folks were like, hey, are you okay? I heard there's tornadoes in Scotland.
Yeah, I heard there was a tornado on the Shetland Islands.
But anyway, there was... Yeah, it was crazy. We had like... 6 inches of snow, but the big problem was going to be the wind. So here's the thing. I didn't even tell about this. Was the greatest thing ever.
Can't believe you didn't tell this story.
Well, I'm telling it now. Be happy.
All right.
Our winter break is always just a week. And it's very frustrating because we could use more time off during the winter time, you know, and we're in the middle of the semester and everything's very tense. So on Tuesday... before break started on, you know, Friday was the last day before break, and then Christmas was Sunday, right? So on Tuesday before break, we start hearing these rumors about like there's a bad storm coming in on Thursday, and I was like, you know, students started being like, ah, we're gonna get time off, and I'm always telling them like, look, don't get your hopes too high up, because there's nothing worse than like expecting a day off and then having to go into school, you know what I mean? To tell yourself, we're going to have school on Thursday, we're going to have school on Friday, and if one of those days ends up not being a school day, it's a nice little treat, you know what I mean? So I told the students, don't get your hopes up, don't get too worked up. But then Wednesday afternoon, before school was even out on Wednesday, they sent the message saying, hey, we're canceling school on Thursday and Friday. Yes, it was awesome. We had 2 extra days of break, and it was just great. It was so nice.
So
now,
can I ask, was the Duchess out with some like massive snow shovel fucking clearing your driveway? I've just got this image in my head that's what she was doing.
No, she was not doing that, because we have a driveway that is too long for us to shovel. It doesn't even make sense for us to go near the driveway with a shovel. We have a company that plows it for us. Mr. Plow. Huh? That's the name. The
Mr.
Name again
Plow.
Is Mr. Plow. No, it's not Mr. Plow, but we call it Mr. Plow. But yeah, no, I mean, we thought about getting some sort of blade, you know, the plow blade to put on the front of her truck, but everything we read about it said that it was such a pain in the neck and you have to attach it in the winter and then detach it when you're done plowing and stuff. And we were just like, you know what? Look, we're doing okay. We can afford to have somebody come plow it. Let's just have them do it. And they do a great job. So, you know, it sucks that people have to be out when it's snowy and windy, but they came and they were very efficient. And then it was funny because the winds, we have this big field next to our driveway and the wind, the Duchess put up a snow fence. And then there's this wind that sometimes blows snow onto the driveway. So we get these drifts on the driveway. And we were like, we didn't have anywhere we needed to go. We were ready to just sort of wait it out for like 3 days, which we did basically. But then we were, so there was a drift, a few drifts in the driveway. And we were like, okay, whatever. The plow people will be back soon because they know this is what's going on. They'll plow us again soon. But here comes our neighbor in his little, you know, he's got this little, I don't even know what you call it. Like a, kind of like a little vehicle that has a, like a shovel on the front, you know, like it's
a Segway.
I don't know what it's no. It's like a snow cat. It's like a.
It's got a Segway with a snow shovel on the front of it.
It's an industrial machine. It's kind of like a bulldozer but smaller and like, you know, it's got a little scoop on the front. So anyway,
he was
basically using one of those to like shovel stuff off our driveway, and I was like texting him. I'm like, are you? Because we didn't know it was him. And we were like, are you shoveling our drive? And he goes, yeah, I'm sorry, I should have asked first, but I just got this like a few months ago and I haven't had a chance to.
So he just wanted to try it out,
I guess. And I'm just like, well, that's very nice of you, but also kind of weird. Like, get off our fucking driveway, dude. What are you doing? So welcome back, Chinny. I'm telling the story about how we got snowed in.
Yeah, snow shovel, man.
Crazy snowy. It was crazy windy.
Creepy dude from next door.
See, this is why I go for a poo, because I know you're going to be talking about snow. And
we had to stall before. We couldn't talk about video games because people want to see this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, what was the coldest temperature you got?
The coldest one was the one I sent you an image of.
Minus 23.
Yeah. Minus 23 Celsius, people. It was freezing cold.
Oh,
and that doesn't even count.
That's like balmy.
That doesn't even count the wind chill, because the wind chill was nuts. It would like, it like hurt to be outside. The wind chill advisory said, the winter storm warning, it said, these conditions will cause frostbite on exposed skin in less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
So when the dog needed to go out, we were like, all right, dude, we are going out and you're coming right back in. But it was funny because he didn't even need us to get him in. He was like,
was
he
so cold? Yeah. When the dog started doing a piss, it just froze as he came out. Did it just freeze? Like,
yes, he was shooting icicles out of his dick. That's exactly what happened, Stu. Good call.
What have you got to lower the tone, Duke?
Yeah, Duke.
We're having a nice conversation.
I didn't even say that.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what my problem is.
Jesus Christ, dude.
All right, it's time we talk about
some
video games. Thank you for all of that fun story time.
Yes.
Where are you going? Story time's over, isn't it?
What you been playing?
Here we go.
What you been playing?
Pick it up.
What you been playing?
We want Chilly Willy.
Great.
All right, who's going first? Chinny went first last time. I went first the time before that. So Stu is going to go first.
Oh, okay. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I've bitten the bullet, people.
Oh, what bullet have you bit?
I have fucking bit the bullet. Because...
Bayonetta.
Oh, no, not that bullet. Not yet. No, I'm waiting.
Well.
I've bit the bullet, right, because I've finally been starting playing Elden Ring.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
And not only that, but I have beaten the first boss.
Ooh, now you have it on super easy minimum level, right?
Which is Margit. And yes, I installed the easy mod.
I don't blame you. If I ever played, I'm doing the same thing.
I'll be honest, right, Duke? I think, and I'm going to go out there on a limb here, but I think you would like this game with the easy modding stuff. It was still challenging. I got killed 6 times before I finally beat my...
Six
and I had to
times?
Level up.
It really sucks.
Quite a bit before I could still... But so even on easy mode, it's not easy.
Why should I even listen to you talk about this game if you died 6 times on easy mode?
You know what's funny? It's a Steam sale. Mode. I was looking at it, but it's still too expensive.
It's a great game, though. Honestly,
yeah, I hear that. But you know what? Spider-Man's a great game. I haven't bought that.
I'm in. I'm leveled up. I'm level 44. So
okay,
I'm leveled
that doesn't mean anything
a bit.
To me. It's still $42. What are they doing? It's ridiculous.
But
since we're talking about the Steam sale, since you brought it up,
okay.
Need for Speed Unbound isn't even on sale. I'm like, what are y'all doing? You're not getting full price for this shit.
Jesus,
I know,
Christ.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that
anyway, can we focus on the show?
Yeah, focus.
Right. Elden focus. Time.
Can I just say, right, here's the thing. I'm going to give people out there some advice.
Go ahead. What's your advice?
Yeah, on this game that's been out for like 10 months.
No, nothing to do with the
game. And he's playing on super easy mod mode.
It's absolutely nothing to do with the game. People. But here's the advice, right? If you're thinking of getting a like gaming PC or building a gaming PC or doing anything gaming
make
PC
make sure you have a hacks already.
Yeah.
Book that shit off right now.
Get a Steam Deck.
Get a Steam Deck, right? Because Millie, very kindly, my beautiful daughter, bought me a dock for connecting it to the TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is perfect. It looks great. It runs everything. You can stream your Xbox Game Pass games to it.
I've got another hack. Stu.
Just buy a console.
Just buy a console.
Look, the console, man.
Just buy a console.
Look how cheap, right?
Chinny, the graphics are slightly better.
It's not even that.
They're not,
how cheap are games on Steam at the moment, Duke? How much are
they're giving games away on Xbox? I literally can't play them quick enough.
Game Pass, I guess, but you're not going to get everything, are you?
I can't play them quick enough.
You're not getting everything, though, are you? Is Elden Ring on Game Pass? Don't think so.
Well, you know.
No, it isn't.
Is he hurting for games to play? No.
Yeah, but Stu, you haven't heard my argument back.
No.
You haven't heard my argument back.
What's your argument back?
Suck your mom.
He got you there.
Think about it.
Wow, my mum's dead. How dare you say a thing
nothing
like
to do with me. That's not my fault, is it?
You horrible person. No, honestly, if you want a gaming PC, just get a Steam Deck. Seriously.
Well, hang on a second. You need a PC to hook the Steam Deck to, though. I mean,
let's be real.
You
do, bollocks. It plays things natively.
Really?
It plays everything natively.
I thought you had to have a PC to run it through.
No, D-balls. No, Steam Deck is a computer.
Luke's calling you out. He said, Millie, we'll have words, Stu, because you are salty at the
Beetle
Drive.
It's a shit game, that's why.
Looks shit.
I've told her it's terrible.
Looks awful.
Awful.
It looks like something Hitler would like.
Hitler
would love that game.
We've established your worst Hitler, because it is sadomasochistic. Is the type of game we're talking about.
I didn't realize Hitler was into sadomasochism.
My favorite game.
Yeah, no. I mean, sadomasochism.
Beetle Drive.
Totally into it.
Yes.
Awful. Honestly, if I could, right, without Kay's mum knowing, I would burn it.
Yeah.
I literally would get that game and set it on fire.
Do it.
I should do it. It's awful. Then we never have to play it again.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what happened to your Beetle game?
You know what happened? You get it for Christmas next year. It goes,
Get you a new one.
Don't worry, we got you.
Anyway, I've barely talked about Elden Ring. So here's the right.
Oh, I was hoping you'd come back to it. Here we go.
Not only did I kill the first boss, but I've also killed the tree sentinel, which is the boss outside the main bit.
Take
when
that,
you
tree
first
sentinel.
Come into the world. So I killed that. I was going to say bitch, but that's probably a bit sweary. Seeing as Luke's in the chat, I don't want us teaching bad languages and stuff.
Yeah.
How old is Luke?
So I killed that nice.
How old is Luke?
15, I think.
We told him it's not for children. Oh, wait, that's not on the recording.
Yeah, he knows more swear words than we do.
Yeah, probably does. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I killed that bitch.
Sponge. Sponge. That's the new swear word. Sponge.
Did you just say sponge?
You can just see it, by the way, on the stream, though. You can just see the tree sentinel just pacing around. Can you see that on the horse?
Oh, yeah, I see that.
That's a tree sentinel.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty tough.
Very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I killed him. I just killed him. No messing.
Okay, you know what? You can't brag about how you killed a tough enemy on this game after you've installed a cheat mod for easiness.
I'll be honest with you, right? I'll be completely honest. If this was playing as I was playing the game, I wouldn't have even got to the first boss.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm not mad at you.
I mean, he's 14. That's still fine. I wouldn't have even got to the first boss because I'm telling you now, right, it's like this goddamn road of attrition.
Yeah.
So you're going up this huge hill, like, with a road, and there's, like, enemies about every 10 meters.
Right? It's just annoying, isn't it?
It's like
walking around Wolverhampton's shoe.
Wolves, they chuck a load of wolves at you.
Wolverhampton
wolves, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dudes with massive spears and shields. So I killed all them, right? Killed them all, and I was doing so well, right? And I got to nearly the top, right, yeah, where the boss is waiting, and there's like a bonfire thing or whatever it is, a gray slide or whatever the hell it's called. Yeah, something
Tom
like
that. Wolfburn.
Where you can save your progress, right?
Yeah.
And this fucking dude starts firing crossbow bloody fireballs.
Oh, leave it out.
My massive
doing?
Fireballs what down the hill. But luckily, I managed to avoid that shit. Oof. So I killed him as well. Because I'm not taking no messing in this game now.
Yeah.
I am hard.
Suck off.
Bloody hard. But yeah, it's great. I'll be honest. I'm in. Okay. I'm invested, man, now that I can kill stuff.
What made you go to this?
Because I've been thinking, you know, it's coming up in everybody's game of the year list and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I should play this. I mean, I know I'm not going to get it finished anywhere near in time for the game of the year show, but I can say I played it, I guess.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Sort of. I played 5 hours, by the way, up until the last 2 days. That's as much as I've played.
Okay.
And I got a horse. I have got a horse in the
ooh,
game.
Ooh, a horse. Oh. All right.
But
did you have to give your kingdom honestly, for it? Hey-o, Richard III.
I'm like, but here's the thing, right? The first boss is ridiculous.
Yeah.
He starts off with, like, this spear attack. Then he starts firing light daggers at you.
Yeah.
Then he gets this massive light hammer.
Ooh, sexy.
And starts whacking you with that. And it's like, how hard is the last boss in this game?
Crushingly hard. The whole reason people play this is so they can brag about how they beat it, and it's the only thing that matters in their life, and their partner left them, but I beat it.
Yeah, I guess.
So if you're not here for that, you're chasing the wrong game.
Can I just say, Luke's brother Adam has finished this game normally.
So he says.
Yeah, but how old's Adam? Like,
Adam is 20.
Yeah, well, he's got loads of bloody time, isn't he?
Yeah, really. He doesn't have a job, does he?
Yeah.
He does have a job. He works at Morrison's.
But he's like, you can't play video games during a Morrison's job.
No, yeah, he can do.
Yeah. In the freezer section.
Exactly.
In the freezer. No, he does all the stock-taking stuff at night.
Stock-taking.
So he says.
Stock-taking.
There's 100
count
bananas.
Stock on the shelves and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. I'm going to play more of it because I can actually play it now. I feel like it's normal. It's like a normal game now.
Well, yeah.
Rather than being ridiculously hard. But it's still challenging enough.
Well,
so
even
with something, but there's a little tweaks that it does as well. So not only does it make it easier, it makes the enemy's attacks less, right? It also allows you to collect your grace tears or shards or whatever the hell they're called.
Okay.
Regardless of where your body is, because normally in this game, you have to get back to your body to collect what you've lost.
Yeah.
Just press Y and it just brings it all back to you, which is great.
Cool.
The other thing it does is you have these tear flasks, which replenish your health.
And they have booze in them?
Now, normally, you've got to collect these golden runes to refill them.
Right.
But with the cheat mode enabled, they're just full every time you die.
Nice.
So it does like that. There are a lot of nice little tweaks. Well, Duke, if you ever buy this game, install this mod, which is very easy, by the way.
Well,
it's very simple to install.
I can't imagine playing that without the mod.
No, I think you'd be fine. I think you would enjoy it. I think you'd
I'd play it without the mod.
I mean, I'll try it without the mod, but I can't imagine it'll last.
You
would
play without the mod, Chinny.
I would.
No, you would, but you wouldn't be very good at it.
I would.
I bet you wouldn't. Right, I think the challenge is laid down. It's on my Steam list. Let's see what put your money where your mouth is.
Challenge.
Let's hear it. Let's see if you can get to the first boss, shall we?
First boss?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if you can do it on normal.
Well, yeah. I would. I'd play on normal, yeah.
All right, challenge is on then. Challenge is on.
It's on.
Right. I've talked enough about that, so do you talk about something.
Okay, there's this little game I've been playing called A Lost New World, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called. New World. Yeah! New World, baby. I am
Did I watch you play this?
Yeah, you did. That's right. Jenny watched me play it because I was playing it, and Tainted Brain, so sweet.
God,
I love
it.
Thank you so much, Tainted Brain. He sent me a message that was like, hey, you haven't been active on Twitter and you haven't been around on the Discord. Like, are everything okay? And I was like, oh, everything's fine. I just don't use Twitter much these days because fuck Elon Musk. And I just generally don't use Discord much. But I went to the Discord and I was like, you know what? If I just hung out in one of the chat rooms and broadcast what I was playing, maybe people would stop by and say, hey. And they did. So shout out to Fraser. Fraser Moore stopped by and said hey, and Chinny stopped in and said hey, and that's it. That's the only people who stopped in. Ah. Nobody else loves me.
I thought you had a long. I was getting ready for a long list there, Jake.
Yeah, I know, right? Wouldn't that be
what happened?
Yeah, people don't want to watch me play this dumb game, but that's okay. New World. Oh my God, it has its hooks in me so deep. I love it.
No.
It is exactly what I wanted from a game. First of all, Lost Ark is also made by Amazon Game Studios. So they're kind of interesting, and they came out around the same time. So they're kind of interesting to look at them side by side, right? And the first thing
so
you notice
what you say?
Is...
Can I just admit it? Whoa. So just let's be clear here. You now love Jeff Bezos. Is this,
yeah,
is
I love him. He's a great guy. I want to kiss his butt. Anyway, wow. So there's these two games, and if you have a female warrior in Lost Ark, she's got her boobies, and when she walks, she's swinging her butt back and forth, side to side.
No,
I have a woman. I have a woman warrior in New
she
World.
She's interested,
and she looks like an actual warrior. Like she's got shirt, pants, like you know, armor.
That's
on.
Not going to protect her.
Genie's out now.
It's such
a you've lost him.
It's such an interesting contrast of like, hey, imagine that. Like women want to be protected when they go into battle. What do you know?
Nah.
Anyway,
depends how good the magic is.
When you start out. I was going around, you know, just doing quests and stuff, and it's the quests everywhere. It's so nice. Like, I love it. And there was this cave that I just stumbled upon, and I went in. I was like, I'm going to kill the monster in this cave, and it stomped me. I barely got out alive, and I was like, oh, snap. I'll have to go back later when I'm stronger. You know how long it's been since I've played a game where you have to go back later when you're stronger?
Try Elden Ring. You have to do that for every cave you go.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing in Elden Ring. This is only occasionally the thing in New World. Yeah. So I just thought that was very cool because, you know, that doesn't happen in Skyrim. That doesn't happen in most MMOs. So it was just very nice to see that. It is a pretty world to roam. When Chinny, when you stopped in to see me playing this, what was the first thing you said?
It looks pretty.
Yeah, exactly. And it is. Pretty, and like, you know, not just that the graphics are good, but that it's a pleasant world to be in. You know, Skyrim is a pleasant place to be in for the most part. Diablo, that's not pretty to look at. It's like hellfire and deathscapes everywhere. Everything's dark and grim. And, you know, this is like you're in a nice little forest. And I really appreciate that. Now, the funny thing is that on occasion you will come upon like. It'll have like something glowing to indicate you need to look at this, you know, or you can look at it, get a little XP or whatever it is. So I go to look at it, or it's sometimes in a quest, it'll be like, hey, go to this spot and read this note. So you go there and you read this note. Now it's an MMO. So in most RPGs, if you were to read the note, the game would pause while you read the note, right? Not in this game. There's like six monsters in the room, and then I'm reading this letter and they're attacking me while I'm reading it. And I'm like, God damn it.
Nice.
You should have some immunity while you're reading a note because...
Well, I'm afraid that's not how the real world works, though, dude. Yeah. If you're reading a letter, enemies are attacking you. They're not going to wait for you, are they?
This sounds very Elden Ringish in places because
well,
that's
because
exactly
you played Elden Ring
games.
Recently, and it would sound like Skyrim if we were talking about Skyrim. Anyway,
no, it wouldn't because you can pause in Skyrim, can't you? In Elden Ring, if you do anything, the game carries on regardless.
Okay, well, this came out long before Elden Ring, so therefore they copied.
Dark Souls are doing it ages ago before even
came out. Yeah, but Amazon was.
Can we just focus on the game that Duke's talking about?
How long ago did that come out?
Stay focused. Let's stay focused.
Yeah.
Fucking New World copied off them.
Sacred 2.
You've talked about New World.
Let's go back to Sacred 2. All right. The point is, the crazy thing, too, is if you clear out the room and then start reading it, there's a chance one of it is going to respawn. So it's like you're taking a chance. So now I don't even bother reading anything. I just hit the button, get the XP. It shows up, and then I close it immediately, and I move on. And to be fair, the stories in this game aren't really all that great anyway. The whole thing is fetch quests. Like, every single quest is like, go here and do that, go there and do that. And, like, the only thing that differs is, you know, one dude, he was the person tending the bar in this tavern. And so he was like, I miss my pots and pans. Would you go find them for me? They're in this swamp. It's like, why are your pots and pans in a swamp? What are you doing, dude? But whatever. It's fine. The hats are all really stupid. That's my biggest complaint about this game is there are some customization options, not too many, but there are some. And the biggest problem is that the hats all look really stupid. And I'm like, I want a good hat, please. Why can't I find a good hat?
So this is this the freemium content, the stuff you have to buy in
the store? No, no. Here's the thing. There might be some of that, but there's most, like, I haven't found anything looking for my money.
Weird.
Nothing. There's.
Man, you have to pay for this, though, don't you?
You have to buy the game. You buy it up front, which is why it's different from most MMOs. And I said last week that I don't think there's a bunch of different currencies, and there aren't. Like, there's silver, and then there's, like, Azoth, which is the currency you use to move around the map. And that's it, which is really nice because, yeah, your inventory still fills up with loot, but you can recycle it or you can sell it. And, yeah, like, I'm really loving the fact that it's not overwhelming me with all these things it's throwing at me. The more a game throws at you, the more it's trying to get from you. And I think this is a good example of the inverse of that. So speaking of Azoth, like the fast travel, I was saying to Chinny when I was streaming it, it's a nice balance between ease of use and not instant. So in a lot of video games, single player games like Skyrim, you can instantly fast travel to anywhere you want. Right. And there are people who set themselves the challenge of like, I'm not going to use the fast travel. So I'm going to ride my horse everywhere I need to go or whatever, just to make it more interesting and have more of those encounters along the way. This game forces you to do that. You have fast travel spots, but the trick is you can only fast travel from one spot to another spot, right? So if you're in the middle of the forest, you want to fast travel, you have to find the nearest fast travel point and then walk or run to that. There's no map.
That's what The Witcher did, though, wasn't it, Stu? Like, yeah, you can only fast travel from.
Yeah. So I kind of like that.
Elden Ring does that. Can I just say Elden Ring?
Jesus Christ!
He's not going to let it go. You're just
going
to have to let it.
You can only go when you rest at a grey shrine. You know, right, that's the only time you can travel.
Anyway,
there's a fast travel point.
So, and you use some Azoth every time you fast travel. But then if your faction that you belong to is in charge of most of the map, and that's like some PvP stuff I haven't even messed with yet. If you fast travel might be more or less expensive based on who's in control of the map or whatever it is. I don't know. Anyway, you also can get a house, and if you have a house, then you can fast travel to your house from anywhere. So in a sense, it is possible to like instantly travel if you go to your house first and then go fast travel, because you can fast travel from your house to any of the fast travel spots. So anyway, it's kind of nice. But the houses are like 10,000 silver, and I just recently got 10,000 silver. So the idea of having a house is like, forget it. But then I was wandering around in one of the towns, and there was a house that was free. And I was like, oh shit, this must be some sort of mistake in the game or whatever. But it wasn't. Like, I guess it wasn't. I don't know. I got a house for free. Because when I went looking for information about houses in this game, I didn't see anything about free houses. It was like the cheapest houses are 5,000 silver, and then there's some that are 10,000, some that are 20,000. You would think they would have something about go get your free house in this one town. Maybe somebody abandoned it or something. I don't know.
That's
anyway,
how real houses work anyway. Yeah, if you find one, you can just have it for free.
Live there. Yeah. The other interesting thing about travel is that like any RPG, there's wilderness areas and then there's roads going from place to place, right? If you run on the road, you get a 3% boost in running speed. And it's not much, obviously, but it's just enough to notice. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like I'll be running somewhere and I'll be like, why does it feel like I'm going slow? Oh, because I'm not on a road. That's why. And then you get on a road and it's just barely enough to be like, yes, that feels right now. So it's just a weird little thing to make you travel the roads. And it keeps you safe because then you're not running through, you know, areas with a lot of monsters in them if you're not ready for them. You can also climb in this game, which doesn't seem like much, but you know what I mean? Like if there's a little ledge above you, like you can jump up and grab it and pull yourself up, which...
Oh, I thought you meant like climb up a rock face.
Like Breath of the Wild.
Not Breath of the Wild. No, not quite like that. But it's still like Skyrim, you can't climb anything. You know, you can try to glitch your way up a mountain.
No, you can jump in some weird ways until you finally get up there.
Right. But that's, you know, the mechanic isn't in
this
the game.
I would say this is more like clambering.
Yeah, it is. It is clambering. But it's so nice because there are certain times when like you would have to go all the way around this rock face, but there are just enough like handholds for you to kind of make your way up. And I was like, oh, that's so
nice.
I love a game
with a good clamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good clambering mechanic.
Speaking of movement, I was very frustrated when I started playing it because I've gotten used to it now, but when you dodge, like in Guild Wars 2, if you dodge out of the way, you do a roll. And it's very satisfying because you can attack and then roll out of the way and then attack again and then roll back. In this game, you don't roll. You just hop. So you'll be fighting and then you just hop backwards. And then you fight some more and you hop. And I'm like, this hop is idiotic. Ah, why can't they put a roll in like every
hopping.
Other MMO?
Terrible.
Yeah.
But then, wait.
Oh,
hang on.
Wait a minute. There's
there
more.
Is Hold a on. Roll if... You, because there's three levels of armor that you can be wearing. You can have a light.
Oh, there's a roll if you get your tits out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
No.
If you wear less, you can roll.
Exactly. If you wear less, you can roll. So if you have light armor on, if it's
oh,
all
is that
light,
real?
It really is.
That is
if
real.
You have 13, if the weight limit for armor has to be 13 or less,
right.
And if you have
get
13 or less,
out.
You can roll out of the way. Otherwise, and so I am wearing. Not enough armor really to protect me. Like I would have a much
you're
easier
your
time.
Out. You got your baps out.
Exactly. No, but it's like
so
a
if
linen
you got the bikini armor on.
It's a linen shirt instead of like a steel breastplate, which is ridiculous. If I'm going up against these demon beasts, I shouldn't just be wearing a linen shirt. But I'm
yeah,
like,
but you
I'm,
can get out of the way. So
I've got to be
so
able to roll. That's the thing, and it's mostly
to be fair.
Aesthetic.
You wouldn't be able to roll if you had a breastplate on.
No, yeah, you have plate armor on. You're
it
not
is more real,
anywhere.
But you know what? There's not spark bulbs. In the middle of the forest.
Can I just say, right?
Can you roll in Elden Ring?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
can
you
can roll?
Actually. Yeah,
have you got
roll.
Have you got armor on, like metal
yeah,
armor?
Yeah, yeah, you totally
it's
armor.
Not very
Bullshit.
Realistic.
This is
it's
much
too,
better
it's not
than
very realistic.
It isn't. Yeah. But here's the thing: in real
stupid
life,
game.
If in real life, if you try to roll in plate armor, just be like thunk, and that'd be yeah. it. Just be wow. on the floor.
You would break your ribs.
Yeah, you just wouldn't roll. You just fall over.
Yeah, this is why Elden Ring is shit.
Less realistic because you can actually roll in plate armor, dude. So you're
I wouldn't
again.
Be able to roll in anything. Doesn't matter what I'm wearing. So, you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Anyway, that was very nice to realize that I could roll in
you
light
could
armor.
Roll.
So, yeah.
Rock and roll. Wow.
It was hilarious.
Can I just say, Luke has asked in the chat, he said he's just got Shadow of Mordor.
Oh,
for
eight quid.
Was it worth it?
Yes. Holy. That totally is one of the only games I've ever 100%ed, Luke. So you got
very
yourself
good.
A gem right there. It's a great
very
game.
Good game.
Never played it. You
yeah.
got yourself a bad.
I won't get excited about the sequel, though. Shadow
no,
of Mordor.
No,
the
sequel's not great.
No, ignore that. Ignore that.
Yeah, so I only have a few more things to say about New World, but I am like, this has literally been all I've played. I played this and Rocket League. And again,
yeah.
like, I have not been doing schoolwork yet. I started doing some schoolwork today, but
Aww.
It's been like.
New World has got his hooks in.
It's been New World, it's been Rocket League, it's been sleep, it's been eating, hanging out with the Duchess, and that's pretty much it. Like, for the last
cool.
4 days, like, it's been awesome.
So, can I ask you, Duke, on a level of addictiveness to say something like World of Warcraft? Where do you think New World is sitting at the
Well,
moment?
Okay, so here's the thing. When this game launched, the hype was way up here, and then people's reactions were way down here. Because it's changed a lot since the year it came out. In fact, Mr. Hero on our Veteran Gamers Discord had posted a video, which is really comprehensive, about all the... It was like Legacy of Failure was the name of the video. And it was all these things that the game did wrong, and all the bugs
oh, really?
That people had. Oh, yeah, it was a nightmare,
wow.
apparently. And I didn't really know any of that.
I'm so impressed that he made a video.
Well, no, he didn't make it, but someone did.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Sorry. Mr. Hero posted a video that someone else had made.
He put a link to it. A link
yeah,
to it.
Okay. Right, exactly. So anyway, but Amazon Game Studio has done a good job fixing a lot of those problems. So there's still a lot of stuttering. There's still a lot of bugs. Like, there's two quests that are infamously bugged. Like, I went looking for information on these quests because I had... I was impossible for me to finish them. Anybody out there who has played the game, they are Miners Keepers and Salting the Earth. Those are notoriously just impossible to finish. So,
yeah.
And they still haven't finished. And so I went looking for info, and it was like 6 months ago, people were reporting that it was bugged, and it still hasn't been fixed. It's like, what are y'all doing? But on the other hand, they completely revamped the beginner's experience. So they have all these new worlds and like you can start fresh and like, yeah, they've really tried to make it more solicitous or new players. They've changed the interface in a bunch of ways. They've added a whole, you know, new zones and stuff. And all of this has been free because of complaints from the user base.
Yeah.
But it's a little too late probably because the user base has really fallen off. So I went looking. I mentioned this to Chinny. So Lost Ark, for example, is the other game that Amazon put out. The day that I checked it, which was the 26th of December, to be fair, not a whole lot of people playing video games, or maybe there are, I don't know. Anyway, the numbers might have been skewed, but still, Lost Ark had 347,000 players that day. New World had 45,000 players. So there's this disproportionate, you know, and just for comparison.
Still a lot of people, though, isn't it? It's a lot of people.
But that there were more people on that day playing Euro Truck Simulator 2. So
yes.
That's a little funny thing to check.
But also that sounds like a bad thing, but Euro Truck Simulator is massively popular.
Oh yeah, it is, no doubt. And I'm not saying it's a bad
thing. What you're saying there is that you're comparing it to another massively popular. It sounds mundane.
I'm comparing it to an old game that is really pretty niche.
What have you compared it to, say, World of Tanks? I mean, that thing is fucking huge. That's a behemoth.
There's no doubt about it. I just thought it was interesting to see.
It's like comparing apples and oranges, isn't it?
Well, kind of. But on the other hand, like, New World was supposed to be this game-changing, you know, remarkable new, you know, item in the MMO
world.
Yeah,
well, this happens when people launch a buggy mess, isn't it?
Well, right. No, that's my point, though, is that it was a buggy mess. And I think that, you know, in the same way that No Man's Sky has redeemed itself with so much new content, hopefully Amazon Games is trying to do that with this game, but it's taking them a while. And
it does seem like they're still supporting it, though. It's not like they've just given up on it.
That's true. But here's the thing. And this was the most interesting thing about the video that Mr. Hero posted a link to. They declared that this game was going to appeal to hardcore PvP players.
Hardcore.
Right? Which, first of all, I am not. So if that had been what it actually was, I would have been like, nah, it's not for me. And I would have learned that in the free weekend. But what they realized soon after they did the first beta tests was that people claim that they want a lot of PvP content, but most people who play MMOs aren't really looking for hardcore PvP stuff. So you've got to strike a balance and give the PvE players like me, player versus environment, what we want. And then you can also give the hardcore PvP players stuff as well. So they've tried to strike that balance in the, you know, months after those first beta tests. And apparently one of the big problems when they first launched was that everybody was unhappy because they hadn't found the balance very well. So PvE players felt like there wasn't enough content for them, and the PvP players felt like, you know, the mechanics weren't good enough and it wasn't interesting to keep them coming back and stuff. So I just found that all very interesting. And I know the listeners are just fascinated by it as well. So
I bet they are. I bet they're just like, oh, I can't wait to play this game. I'm going to play it. Just play it.
But it is very satisfying. The Duchess was watching me play, and it was something about my house. It was like, click here to pay your property tax. And the Duchess is like, this game has property taxes? What is wrong with y'all? Like, yeah. I know some people think it's interesting. I don't care about that. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's like satisfying to be able to pay your – and I guess it like keeps your
pay
house
your property
up
tax.
I
love this game. What's your favorite?
Pay your taxes. Pay your taxes.
I love that.
I'm paying my property taxes like a boss.
I'm going to see the mayor and going, here, take my money because I have to pay my taxes on my house.
Here's another thing about this game.
I have £5.
There's a very satisfying UI sounds. So when you hit, you know, confirm on a menu or something, it goes, right?
Like Marvel Snap.
I guess.
See, that's how they get you.
Yeah, but it's just, it's so nice. It's like, that's well designed, you know what I mean? Because it's not just like,
it's crack.
Bing, bing, bing. It's like,
you're doing psychological stuff. What Duke doesn't know is that the taxes in the game are linked to his bank account. So in real life,
what the heck, man?
This is how they get the money off you, because you think you're just paying taxes in game, but really, it's coming out of your bank account.
It's like that VR helmet that kills you if you die in the game.
That is right.
The reason it's a problem that there aren't too many people playing this right now is because there are these things called expeditions, which are, they have to be done by a group of people. Right?
Like a raid.
Exactly. WoW or Destiny 2. You know, there's all these sorts of things like these in games. The problem is that since there's not a lot of people playing, it's hard to find people to do these expeditions with. And there are quests tied to them. So it's like, dang it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do a quest because I need to have other people do this dungeon with me or whatever it is. But I did one today and it was pretty satisfying. It wasn't amazing or anything. You know, they're designed to be done by groups of people who know each other and hopefully have like voice, you know, chat, but whatever. It was still fine. Again, you have to find a balance between what's going to be fun for people who know each other and play together and what's fun for randos who just team up, you know, on the fly. A couple more things here real quick. Actually, I guess there's just one more thing. There is no swimming in this game, but there are lakes and rivers.
So what happens if you go in water, do you drown?
Well, it depends on how deep in the water you go and how fast you can get out of it. Basically, you only walk in this game. That someone posted the meme of Skinner, Chinny, you know, when he's looking for Bart, and Bart's skipping, and he goes down into the water, and Bart's like, oh my God, he's drowning. And then he just walks out on the other side of the river, like toward him, like the Terminator or something. Anyway, that's basically what it's like when you are going into water in this game, because a lot of the lake or the rivers aren't very deep. So you get down to your neck or something like that, but then you just walk out again. But the lakes, you can easily drown in the lakes. And you gotta.
I don't want to harp on about realism, but if you went walking in a lake with plate armor on, likelihood is you're probably gonna drown.
Yes, probably. Well, so there you go. It's a realistic game in that sense.
Let alone the rust. Let alone the rust.
Oh, let alone the rust. You'll just suddenly start moving. Even leather armor is pretty heavy when it gets wet.
I'm sure it is. Yes.
I think it's pretty realistic. I like it.
So it's a lot of fun. I'm really having a good time with it. Now, the trick is, and this is what a lot of people are saying, is that once you hit the level cap, once you do, you know, all the quests, then they're like, okay, now what? But I got to be honest. I've played this game for at least like 30 hours in the last 2 weeks. And I mean, if I logged in tomorrow and there was nothing left to do, I would be like, you know what? I got my money's worth, man. Like, 30 hours of gameplay is pretty decent. And
how
much
did you pay for the game?
$20.
Less than a book an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's all these, you know, skills of like cooking and crafting and, you know, I'm chopping down trees and mining for iron and stuff. I'm just loving it. I'm just really, really having a good time. New World, big thumbs up. Thank you for listening.
Right, shall we talk about High on Life that we've all played this week?
Oh, yeah, we have. Woo!
So let's talk a little bit about High on Life then, shall we?
Yes. This is a game designed by the guy who made Rick and Morty. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And the guns talk. Here's what I think. If you turn the guns off so you can't hear any talking coming from the guns.
Why would you do that?
Well, that's a good question, because if you do that, this game is very basic. I feel like the shooting mechanics are really simplistic.
Yes,
I feel like the AI
is not
very intelligent at all.
Right.
I just feel like it's almost like a Duck Hunt type shooting game.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's fair to say that. I was going to say that, though. I mean, you're right that the gameplay, the game mechanics, the shooting and whatnot, that's not the hook. This game is not going to appeal to Call of Duty players or Borderlands. Although there are some similarities with Borderlands. But it is all about the crazy scenario you're in and the absurdity of using living weapons to kill other living things.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I don't think it's for me. I'll be totally honest. I played quite a bit of it and I was like,
Yeah, I mean,
it just didn't feel like it had enough.
Well, okay, so I can agree with you to an extent. I guess I was impressed by how funny it was at times. There were certain things in it that are not funny. I got to be honest. I've tried Rick and Morty like twice, and it's not for me. I will force myself to watch like 6 episodes so I could say for sure what I didn't get along with in Rick and Morty. And I think it's just like it's going to make you laugh despite yourself, and it's going to make you laugh with the absurdity of the situations and like the uncomfortableness of certain things. And, you know, I only could take so much of this little child begging his grandfather, please don't make me kill people, until I was like, okay, you know what? I'm not enjoying this. So that's why it's not for me. And there's a certain extent
of
that.
And there was the sort of joke about killing kids. In this game, we let you kill kids. Who cares?
Right, right. And it starts with your sister offering you cocaine. And it's like, and I thought you had to. I didn't realize that was how you pick your character or whatever. So I was like, all right, whatever. And then they make a joke about someone with dementia. And it's like, you know what? My father-in-law suffered from dementia. Like, it's not so cute when it affects someone you care about. But, I mean, whatever. But at the same time, like, you know, when you put on the bounty hunter suit, and I thought they handled it pretty well. Two things they handled, I think, pretty well at the start of the game. One was Every science fiction game has to deal with the fact that aliens don't speak English, right? So in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, they have the babblefish you put in your ear, you hear, you know, whatever. In this game, the gun like spits on you and you get this bacteria in you that then helps you translate the alien languages into whatever you already speak, which I thought was pretty cool. And then the fact that you go to this alien world, it just happens inside your house. And I thought that was so well done. Because one minute you're in your neighborhood and then you plug something into your microwave and then you're in this alien world. And I was like, that's really smart, because then you don't have to worry about animating the trip from Earth to some other space land or whatever. I thought they did it pretty well.
I did think as well, when you get to the first alien world, it's quite empty and small. There's barely anything there.
Well, it's a little city and there's a slum area. And I mean, you know, it's... I didn't have a problem with that part.
It all felt a bit superficial to me. I mean, what did you think, Ginny?
Yeah, I've heard a few people say, like, oh, if you take the humor away, you've got a pretty sort of bland shooter. But, like, my thing is, like, well, but the humor is there, though. Like,
right. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
part of the game. Like, yeah. And you can turn the jokes off, by the way. Did you know that?
No,
I know, but
you can turn
no game.
Down the amount of talking that your weapons
yeah.
do to you.
So, like, yeah, but people go, oh, you know, you take the humor out, you take the writing out, you take the funny voice acting out, you've just got a boring shooter. But you don't, though. Like, you did, like, that's like saying, like, I don't know, if you took
the conversations out of Mass Effect 2, then it would just be a, you know, space game.
Yeah, if you take the cars out of Forza, you're just wandering around, I understand. Like, well, yeah, but the cars right, are there. Like, it's right, part of the game. Like,
right. The purpose of this game is to make you laugh and be absurd.
It's a comedy game.
Right.
It's a comedy game. And I feel like most comedy games get a hard, and movies as well. Movies, it's a tough job to make people laugh.
Right.
I think it's harder to make people laugh than it is to make them cry. So I think it's hard. And with video games as well, as comic timing is really, really difficult.
Agreed.
So I think considering that they do a pretty good job, it does start to get a little bit boring, even with the jokes after a while, I feel like. But
right.
I like Rick and Morty, and I like their sense of humor. I watch their shows and stuff. I haven't watched them all, but I do like it.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, I'd play this. This is fun. This is like something a bit different. You know, there's something going on where, like, with South Park, The Stick of Truth is probably one of the very few comedy games that like nail every part of it.
I love this Stick of Truth.
Stick of Truth. Like, the reason why you keep playing it though is like you want to see what happens in terms of like you want to find out like what stupid thing is going to happen next. You know, when you fight Kim Kardashian's was it Homunculus?
I can't remember. It's that long since I played it.
You know, like fetus or whatever, something like that. You want to know like what stupid situation you're going to end up being in. So that's why I think that's the draw of these games. It's not so much the mechanics, but it's, again, it's not, people aren't used to that. I think people like they need it to be like this, like, yeah. I mean, most games that introduce like good gameplay mechanics and then change it up and, you know, things like that, that makes for a better game. But this is a comedy game, so it's putting you in silly situations and giving you crazy things to do. I think it's fine. I think it's good and it's different. These days, I think I'm drawn to what's like new, like I haven't done before in a video game. And though I have played many shooting games, I haven't played a shooting game made by the people of Rick and Morty, which is interesting and funny. And, you know, I don't mind the sort of boring gameplay, but because there will be jokes in there that make you laugh, you know?
Yeah. I mean, to speak to that, like, Knifey is one of the greatest video game characters of all time. The fact that he's so in love with stabbing people that he tells you to stab yourself with him. And it's just like, I don't know. I really like that. And I don't usually enjoy comedy games. And I probably won't be playing this anymore after I've given it, you know, I beat the first boss and it was fine as far as it went. And, you know, I felt like the mechanics, basic though they were, actually worked pretty well because, you know, there's tethering and there's the glop that you shoot out from the gun and stuff. Like,
it's a very pretty game as well. It looks great.
It does look pretty good, actually. It looked better than I was expecting.
Yeah. By the way, I was just doing a little research on this company. They were originally calling themselves Squanchtendo, Squanch is the name of a world in the Rick and
Morty franchise. I'm guessing they couldn't do that.
Well, a lawyer told them to change it.
Yeah.
So I wonder that was why.
Pretty smart. Yeah,
who knew? Well, we're talking about a company here that like tells people to take literally everything off YouTube if it's got any of their games on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to stand for that.
Right.
But fair enough. Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not going to play this again, but it sounds like you two might.
I'm not going to, yeah, but I did enjoy the time I spent on it. I didn't expect to be honest. I was like, you know. I felt like I knew what was coming my way, and it wasn't. It wasn't just the same thing over and over again, which I kind of felt like Rick and Morty, at least in the early episodes, was. So.
Yeah, I mean, I did laugh. I'll be honest. I laughed at when his suit was infected with viruses.
Yeah, that was great. I loved it.
And there was all these pop-ups kept coming, and I was like, I cannot see what the hell I'm doing anymore.
Because you need to pay for the...
Because you got to pay to have one removed.
Yeah.
That's great. You get the license.
Yep.
So they kind of stuff like that did make me...
So if you have Xbox Game Pass, give it a try. Just play it.
Just play it.
I mean, there's nothing to lose. You're not losing money.
Exactly.
I'm just playing it. Just play it.
Go for it. So that's how I'm like.
Ginny, over to you for your own game. What have you
been playing? I've been playing quite a bit of Vampire Survivors.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that game is fucking virtual crack.
Crack.
It is. Virtual crack, that game.
Well, I think I finished it.
Ooh. What? Is there an actual finishing state?
Yeah.
How long does that take? About 20 minutes if you don't get killed.
I'm not sure if I finished it. I think I finished it. There's basically, if you complete every level with one character,
you get
to a point where you can finish it. And, death always comes for you. When you get to 30 minutes, death comes for you and kills you instantly. But then at the end of this level, all the different deaths, because there's other death characters, combine into one character and then you fight it.
So you can actually fight it eventually.
Yeah, but the problem was it was like so ridiculously easy. But she's so powered up.
Yeah, because of all the leveling up you've done throughout the game.
Yeah, so it wasn't really a challenge.
Mind you, how long did that take you to do though in real time?
Like from start to finish, and like starting playing the game.
From everything, from all of the leveling up and all that stuff.
Oh, I've probably put in like 15, 16 hours.
I think you got your money's worth.
Yeah, maybe more than that. Yeah, but like you can finish it with other characters as well. Will it be the last time I play the game? Probably not. But I'm definitely at a point now where I'm like, this might be one of these games where like 2 years time, I'll be like, oh, I'll give this a go. Do you know what I mean? I'll give this a go.
See, I feel partly this has that Geometry Wars itch for you, doesn't it?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. It's like Geometry Wars. Like now and again, I'll go, I'll give Geometry Wars a go. And sometimes I download it and play it. I've had my fill. It's pretty good. You know, they keep adding things. Like, there's things in this now that I'm watching that I'm like, I've never used that before. So there's still weapons in there that I've never used. But,
yeah, you never tried.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of like, it's really hard to divert away from what you always pick.
Yeah, from the go-tos.
Yeah, like I always pick the same stuff. So I started to just like pick random things and and then one of those random things was like an essential, like, oh, why have I never used this before? This is brilliant. So, yeah, there's a lot of that. So that's what my advice to you, Stu, if you play it again.
Oh, I'll be playing it. It's one of those games where if you've got 5-10 minutes and nothing to do, it's perfect, isn't it? And it is the perfect game for the Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Because it works great on a handheld. It's just, you know, it's a perfect size. It's a perfect type of game. Well, yeah,
I think I finished it.
That's pretty cool.
I think I finished it. It's good. Very good. Vampire Survivors.
Very good. Cool. Very good. I guess it's back to me.
Back to you, buddy.
I haven't played a lot else this week, but what the hell was that game called that we played where it was like a card battling game but also making potions and stuff? Do you need to remember this? And we both went, oh, that's pretty good. You know, it was in the demos that we played for.
Is that Potionomics?
It was called Potionomics. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Because there's a game on Game Pass called Potion Craft.
No. Yeah, that one's apparently that one's pretty good. Like a lot of people are talking about Potion Craft.
It is pretty good, but it's not the game I thought it was gonna be.
No,
it's not Potionomics.
I was expecting. Is it Potionomics? Yeah,
it is. It is Potionomics. Yes.
Bloody hell! So I thought, oh, because I thought it was coming out on Game Pass. I'm like, oh, this is it.
Apparently, there's a load of potion mixing crafting games that are at the same time.
Aesthetically, I love this game. It looks great. It's like if someone gave you a book from the 1500s.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, when you was at school and you had to make those projects and dip your paper in tea and make it look old. Kind of looks like that, doesn't it?
It's kind of like that. And then you've got to mix up and you've got to experiment. You've got like a little garden with all the stuff growing in it and different things grow every day. And you've got to work out, and it's got this weird mechanic when you're stirring, right? You've got to stir up your potion and it's like on a map. And then on the map, if there's like graveyard areas and stuff, if you go over them, the potion fails. So you've got to work out the route to make the potion that you want. And I'm trying to work out how to make a sleeping draught because some guy came in the shop and was like, oh, I want a sleeping potion. I was like, fine. Could I work out how to make a bloody sleeping potion? I was putting all sorts of shit in the cauldron and mixing it all up and... Then I get another health potion. I'm like, I didn't want a health potion. I wanted a fucking sleeping potion. It's this.
I'm just saying, there is alchemy like this in Skyrim. So, you know, it's just. It's annoying, isn't it? For me to be going on about that.
Anyway, so you grind. There's
stuff like this in Zelda Breath of the Wild. Yeah.
There is. There totally is. And then when you've done all that stuff, you get your potions ready for the day. Then you go to your shop, and then customers come filing in and they go, oh, I burnt myself on my stove. Have you got something I could use for that?
Yeah, so don't learn how to cook, you idiot.
Yeah, stop burning yourself, you dick.
That's what I got for you.
I've got this potion here. Do you want to buy it? And you go, oh, yeah, thanks for that.
I'll tell you what, you
got
to work on your customer customer service.
And then, like, you go, I want to haggle. So you haggle with them, right? And haggling in this game is you can do easy, like medium, hard, whatever. And the harder the haggling is, obviously, the more money you get.
Six
from the
for
sale.
This, you must be mad.
Exactly. But the haggling in this game, you've got to talk about the weather or farming. So depending on the type of customer, it picks a topic of conversation, which is then represented by pictures. And what you've got to do is click on the pictures as it scrolls past. And if you do it without missing any, the weighing scales go down on his side, and then obviously he has to pay more for it.
The mini game in Oblivion where you're trying to have chats with the guards and stuff.
Yeah, it is. And if you miss, obviously you just end up having to pay the standard pay rate.
Yeah.
Then merchants come in, you have to buy more shit off them.
That sounds amazing.
Because you run out of stuff, you can't make potions.
Are you enjoying it? Are you sure you're enjoying it?
I'm not sure. Now I'm talking about it. I'm not exactly convinced.
I've heard a lot of good things about this potion craft.
It's going to appeal to a pretty niche group of people, isn't it? Like,
about experimenting and figuring out how to.
I said that about Stardew Valley, though, dude.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. It's kind of like Papers, Please with potions. And you can play this game evil, so you can give people like poison potions instead of what they've asked for.
Now I'm in. So hey, what's the benefit of them dying?
Well, then they're not going to be a repeat customer, are they, if they're dead?
Exactly. Well, that's not good. That's not good business.
Not good for business.
And
Unless someone's like, hey, I heard you killed my enemy. I don't want to pay you for that.
Exactly. The Google reviews would be terrible, wouldn't they?
They would. They would be awful.
Went once, died.
Well,
awful.
No, to be fair.
Two star.
Nice counter.
Be
if they're dead, they can't leave a review. It's fine.
No, but the person's wife might be like, my husband went there to get a healing potion.
My husband went there once.
True.
Fuck this.
Two star. I didn't like him anyway.
Exactly. But yeah, it's all right. It's not for me. It's not the game I thought it was.
You say that it's not the game you thought of, but it's not a million miles away from what the other game is as well.
No, it isn't. I actually, for 1 second I put the game on and I'm like, have they overhauled the graphics on this game and done a different style in the meantime?
It's a very different style from Potion
Hobbits. For a fleeting second, and I thought, no, that can't be possible.
No. That would be a complete story over.
Yeah, it would. It would. But yes, very similar, but not the same. I still prefer the...
All right, can you just hear what you just said? Very similar, but not the same.
Yeah, well, you know, it is similar, but not quite the same. I'd rather have Potionomics. That's just me.
Yes.
So there you go.
Sure.
Don't play it. No.
Oh, don't play it.
Don't play it.
Just don't play it.
Just don't play it. No, actually. Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit mean. Yeah, don't play it.
Right. Well, if you didn't have fun, then you're just being honest. Nope. I've talked about New World. That's all I got. That and
is that all you got? Chini, anything else from you?
I
don't know what he's thinking. He's thinking hard.
No, I haven't played any God of War. No.
I played a little bit of God of War Ragnarok, but not enough to really talk about it. I've got a little bit further. Still playing it.
Yeah.
But it's Christmas, man. You don't have as much time around Christmas because you're doing
some
all
of us do
Christmassy stuff.
If you're staying away from your family.
Celebrate it.
Yeah, well, that too. Funny how much more time you have in the holidays. You don't celebrate holidays. And if you're snowing.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so we're ready for news then?
Yeah, we are. We've got some news.
Putting news first.
Can I just say, Luke is a very chatty chatter.
Yeah, he is.
What's he chatting about?
He's asking what our hopes are for Star Wars Jedi Survivor coming out.
He wants to know, is it worth it? Is it worth downloading? Is it worth this?
No. Star Wars. He's asking what we think of the upcoming.
But he's asking about Higher Life as well. I don't know. Yeah, play it. Just play it.
Yeah, play it.
I'm looking forward to Jedi Survivor. I loved Fallen Order, whatever it's called.
Fallen Order is right. It's cool. It's a very good game.
Yeah. So
no, there's no reason this won't be equally, if not better.
I think it'd be. If it's like God of War Ragnarok, you know, if it was more of the same, it's not going to be as like, wow, this is amazing. But yeah, I'd be down for that if they just did more of that. That's fine.
Yeah. I think they'll try and expand it. Always got to be careful of that, though, haven't you? That they don't do stuff you don't like. Because there's always
it'd be
that
tricky
risk
to mess up. Do you know what I mean? It'd be always tricky to mess up. They did such a good job last time. Like, if they just do more of it, it'll be fine. So, you know. But I loved Fallen Order. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, same.
It's like one of my favorite Star Wars things. Like I'm a big believer. Like the best Star Wars stuff is probably there's more good game Star Wars games now than there is movies.
You're probably right because let's be honest, the first three were great and the rest were a bit shit.
I don't even like the first three that much. I think like the episode 5 was good and then the rest were just kind of like.
Empire Strikes Back is good.
4, 5, yeah, and six one, are like good. Episode 3 is pretty good. There's things I like about 7, 8, 9. 9 had a lot of problems, but there's things I like about them.
So. I quite like 7. I thought that was fun.
7 was all right. I 8, I think I like better than 7. Because that 8 broke away from the idea that you needed to be part of this royal bloodline in order to be a Jedi, which was awesome.
I hated 8 because my man John Boyega wasn't in it enough.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I don't blame you.
Because he was brilliant in 7.
I agree, yes. But
and he wasn't in it enough. They wasted that character. I never watched 9, but whatever.
Well, as a teacher, there were certain things in there that I loved a lot, but I don't want to bore people with that.
As a person with taste.
Yeah, hated it.
There was nothing in there. I'm looking forward to that. I do have hopes for it, Luke, if that is your real name.
It definitely his real name.
If that is his real name, Stu.
It is. I can confirm
maybe.
It is his real
maybe
name.
Maybe.
Here's a bit of news for you. Microsoft are hitting back at Sony with all this fucking Activision Blizzard merger bio takeover crap. Because they're basically saying, like, it's all right for Sony to sit on their IOs and go, oh, you're going to make it difficult for us to have Call of Duty on our console, you twats. But they're getting back and saying, well, you're preventing us from having, you know, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Final Fantasy XVI, and Silent Hill 2 Remake on the Xbox because of your exclusivity deals.
Yeah.
So, which is, you know what? You've got to be so careful, haven't you? Because, like, you've got to think before you
throwing stones in glass houses.
Exactly. Hypocrites. You know what I mean? You can't have the hypocrisy of accusing one company of doing one thing and then doing the exact same thing.
You know what? I hope the FCC just go, you know what? No more exclusives for anyone. Everybody, all the games are available for everything. None of this nonsense. Fuck all you bitches. Done.
Yeah, because let's be honest, that is what they do, isn't it? They fucking... Yeah.
That's it.
They all call it
no more exclusives. Goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's not as big as Activision, you know, the Activision Blizzard takeover, but it's same. It's the same fucking thing. They're just doing the same thing, twats. Right, moving on. This is going to upset Duke greatly, can I just say.
Is it, though?
Totally. It
oh,
is
massive. I don't know what it is, but...
I better start Death Stranding preparing 2, my tears.
Death Stranding 2 won't release until 2024.
Ah, there is no God! How could this be?
So
you know what? Death Stranding
that.
Was free this week on the Epic Games Store. They've been doing like a free game every day,
you
which
didn't
reminds
even
me.
Buy
what
it,
today?
Did you?
I was like, I'm not even going to bother claiming it. What is the fucking point? Who gives a shit? You know, there's this game where you're wandering around in the wilderness and you have to carry big packages on your back.
You might like it if you try it. You never know.
But I'm not going to find out
now. It's called Deliveroo Simulator.
That's basically
totally accurate.
You do have a garrote, though, so it is quite cool. You have a garrote. Okay, I didn't even know. Did you know this was a thing? But God of War is being made into a TV show by Amazon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
you know what?
That,
Amazon,
yeah.
Netflix, everybody's just making shows based on games.
Gears of War,
it's a
Gears
guaranteed audience. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a formula that works. Look, Hollywood love formulas.
Well, sure.
So they love this, do this, 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 and then you get money.
But it doesn't
so,
mean it's going to be good.
So the latest formula is turn a video game into a TV show and you get money.
Right.
Is it so
guaranteed audience?
You do if it's decent.
No,
enough.
No, no,
it's
no, no.
Be
that's
decent.
Not true. It doesn't have to be decent for them to make money off of it.
No.
And there's a man here who would like to tell you what you should do if you disagree with that.
Right?
Yui Ball.
I mean, he made a bit of money, didn't he?
He made a bit of money.
On shit movies.
He was ahead of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was. He was doing this shit ages ago, but badly.
Yeah.
Yes, so God of War apparently will be incredibly true to the source material, says Jeff Bezos.
Well, everybody says saying. They're going to be incredible. I mean, I don't blame. I don't doubt it really. But it's just like
Jeff Bezos said that.
Yeah, apparently.
What did Jeff?
What would he know about it?
Amazon boss. That's him. So I'm guessing he did.
Amazon boss. That's not Jeff.
God of Amazon.
The Amazon boss.
Yeah.
Oh no! Wait a minute. It's clickbait. Because it's the actual Amazon Studios head of TV, Vernon Sanders. That's not the fucking Amazon boss.
So how did you get Jeff Bezos said it then?
I didn't think it would be Jeff when you said Amazon boss.
Oh, that's the Amazon boss.
He's not like...
Oh,
not
you
really
read Amazon boss and you know,
there,
oh, for fuck's sake, Stuart. There's like 20 different departments within Amazon. No, and don't blame it on clickbait.
No.
Blame it on you didn't read the article and you started guessing.
Honestly.
God damn.
Anyway, fuck that.
Do you really think Jeff Bezos has got a lot of thing on his
to-do
list going?
I think God of War, this is going to be amazing.
Musk,
can you
Musk
make sure you play that God of War to approve the TV show?
Elon Musk
is
a turd.
Let's get involved in this shit. High on Life is Xbox Game Pass biggest third-party launch.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
that's fine.
Ever.
Whatever.
Good.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Good.
All right.
Good game does well.
Good game as well. Epic Games fined more than $500 million over Fortnite's unfair microtransaction practices.
Good.
You see about this?
I don't know what they
basically
did wrong,
but
I believe that they did something
wrong. Basically, what they were doing was making it easy for kids to buy stuff by mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's also
and
Apple
even
and all sorts of other platforms.
Yeah, and adults as well. You know, once you've got stuff
that's
in your basket,
their,
you click on it.
That's half their business plan.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we were so sorry. We didn't realize that was happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? We didn't realize. So basically, yeah, they've been fined a lot of money, but it probably is a very small drop in the ocean of what they
How much?
$500 million.
That is a lot of money.
It is. It sounds like it. But here's the thing. Look, if they're making $800 million off of these horrible things, then it's a drop in the bucket because it's the cost of doing business. It's that formula from Fight Club, right? A times B times C equals X. If X is less than the cost of a recall, we don't do one. If X is less than the cost of like paying these fines and refunding the parents who were like, God damn it, my kid ran up this stupid bill. They'll be like, sure, it's okay. You can have your money back. Because it's the cost of doing business. They're still making a lot of money with a lot of parents who are too exhausted or don't realize their kids are running up these bills. And so they're fleecing everybody as part of their business strategy. Sick.
Interesting. Yeah, so there you go. So they've been fined some money, but they probably made that 20 times that amount from what they were doing. So.
Yep.
Marvel's Spider-Man 2 arrives in the fall of 2023. This one was for you, Chinny. Oh my god! Because you
did y'all play the Miles Morales one?
Yeah,
is that Genie good? Did, yeah. Is it on par with the first one?
Absolutely, but it might be even better.
Really? Because it's cheaper on Steam, and I was looking at it.
How much is it on Steam at the moment?
It's like 25 or something. It's not bad.
It's great. It's great.
I'm not promising anything, but maybe. On
Steam Deck.
So is this Spider-Man 2, did you say?
Spider-Man 2 has been confirmed for the fall of 2023, so this time next year you'll be playing it.
You'll probably get delayed, but yeah, man. That game's good.
I bet you're up for that.
Definitely.
Cannot wait.
Great game.
And that's kind of it for news this week. There's not really, I mean, Christmas week, you're lucky there's any news at all. I'm just
there is one other article I found. Hang on a second. I will read this to you.
Hang on.
This is from Kotaku. Hot damn, another Activision Blizzard studio is unionizing. Developers at the Boston-based gaming studio Proletariat, that name is a little on the nose, announced plans to unionize on Tuesday. If successful, roughly 60 employees there who worked on World of Warcraft's new Dragonflight expansion would join the growing ranks of organized labor across parent company Activision Blizzard and beyond. The group, called the Proletariat Workers Alliance, again, very much on the nose, is unionizing with the Communication Workers of America and says it has a supermajority of support among qualifying staff at the studio. While it has filed for a union election with the National Labor Relations Board, it's also calling on Activision Blizzard to voluntarily recognize the union in a break with the Call of Duty publisher's attempts to stall and sabotage similar efforts at other studios. And I think they should totally do that. I think the customers, I mean, I'm kind of a customer of Activision Blizzard. I think we should make our voices heard and say, yes, I want their workers to enjoy the benefits of being in a union. It is the right of every worker in the world to be a member of a union. And I'm in favor of this. So hooray. Good job. Go get them.
Is there a union for teachers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been involved in that since I started teaching. Absolutely. My mom was in the union. We're a union family, baby.
He's a union guy, Chinny.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the matter with you?
No scabs in this house.
No scabs.
The Duchess is in a union. And there's a video game, not a video game studio, but there's a game studio in Madison near where we live that had the company voluntarily recognized the union. They didn't even have to do the vote and everything. And the Duchess was like, do you play any of their games? And I looked them up, and they make tabletop games. I'm like, no, that's the Cones of Dunshire. That's Stu's department with Gloomhaven.
Gross.
And shit.
Yeah, that is me.
That's for gross smelly nerds.
Weirdos.
Luke says, Gameplay do you have any recommendations?
Called it punishingly intricate.
Any recommendations to get into story mode games?
Play them. That's a good start.
I would start by downloading them, and then you can play.
Oh, yeah, story games. Yeah. Portal 2 is a great story game.
I play Portal 1.
Portal 1.
Is a good
place to start. Yep.
Depends what you like, because like I like, you know...
Walking Dead Season 1, we all agreed, is magnificent.
Walking Dead Season 1 is great.
I like, you know, it doesn't have to be like Citizen Kane. You know, I like GTA 5 and Red Dead and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Red Dead 1
is one of the best stories in video games. And I'd say the Mass Effect trilogy is also one of the best stories in video games.
Yeah, that is great. Mass Effect trilogy on Game Pass is absolutely brilliant for a story.
But this all starts from playing them. Playing them is the top recommendation.
You've got to play stuff, like, other than, you know, Fortnite. That is, Fortnite, Luke, because I don't know whether you do or you don't.
He's 14. He has to by law, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Until Dusk Falls from this year is a great story game, but it is not a shooter.
No.
Just saying. But a great game with a story.
Most I would start with like a game where you've got an element of things that you like in it. So if you do like shooting games, then start with like a GTA or like a Red Dead Redemption.
Portal is still a great one, and it's short as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original Portal is brilliant.
I would say most shooters don't have great stories. So it is rare that, you know, I think Rockstar does a good job of combining story and gameplay. As much as I love Bethesda, I would not call their games great on story.
No.
Although I think the Fallout 4 did a good job with putting you in a position where you have to decide in a very particular moment, are robots people? And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But don't like play Heavy 3. Rain. That game sucks.
Yeah, Max, the original Max Payne was great.
I like Max Payne 3. I know it's not like the best story in the world, but I just think it's good.
Some good locations. Like when you're in the favelas, it's great. You know, I should play that again. It's so long ago since I played
that. Remember my 10-year rule?
Is it 10 years now?
Max Payne 3. I think it's 2011.
Is that even still? Is that on Steam? Is that a
2012? 2012?
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm gonna do this right now. This
He's
is
doing
on
it right
Steam
now. This is live, people.
I'm gonna fucking buy that game and play it on the thing. I'm gonna play it.
2012.
Hey, we just
came out 2012.
Oh, so it is. It's 10 years. It's a 10-year rule, man.
It's more than 10 years now.
Shall we do this, Chinny? Are we gonna do like we did last year?
I've played Max Payne 3 4 times.
Have you? Seriously? I played it once. So I'll probably build. It's £6.29.
It's a bargain.
Does it run on Steam Deck? Because if it does, I'm gonna buy it. I'll have a look into that. If that runs on Steam Deck, I am buying it.
You're in.
I'm in. We'll do it. We did Mass Effect last year and that was good fun. So let's do this again.
I'll play Max Payne again. I have played it like 4 times, so I do.
Does it hold up? I mean, when was the last time you played it?
Yeah, I probably played it about 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah, it holds up. It holds up well. Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I promise to do that for next week. I'll play some.
All right.
I have never played this game, and I'm not planning on playing it now. Not for any reason.
Max Payne 3 is all right. I think you would.
I probably would like it, but I'm not doing it.
I think you would find the story dumb.
Well, that's okay. Duke. Sometimes a dumb story can be fun.
But the mechanics are good. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
There's a bit of Breaking Bad inspiration there because he shaves off his
head. Definitely
is.
Definitely.
So he doesn't shave off his head. He shaves the hair off his head.
He doesn't shave off his head.
His skull fell
that would
off,
be weird.
Like Carl Pilkington said.
His whole head fell off.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. It's time for some emails. I think we've got one.
Is it? Whoa, that ruled.
Okay, I've got three. I'm telling so many lies tonight. We have three emails. Okay, I am totally a liar. Here's the first email. Preposterous. The fifth fact out of 52 for space travel and why we need it.
Correct.
Okay, or space exploration.
For people that don't know, Stu said exploring space is pointless. There's no material gain.
Correct.
And who is it that's sending the email? Forgot his name. What's his name?
Nigel Strutt.
Struttmeister is sending in an email every week. Was the worst statement that Stu's ever made.
He's got 52 facts to counteract or contradict.
Come on, Nigel. What have you got? What you got today, Nigel?
So, you lovely bunch of reprobates, this week's submission, 5 of 52, is what NASA calls the Spock. Or, as we better know it, the laptop. The Spock was developed for the previous grid compass, which was bulky. Observation weight is an issue when going into orbit, or something smaller, more lightweight, was developed. The Spock, otherwise known as a small portable computer, led to later commercial developments in laptop computing, which continues today. Now, you see...
I see.
I'm sorry, Nigel.
And then the other part of this saga is that Stu goes, I don't get it. No, that's not right.
It's not that I don't get it, but I think that computers would have been miniaturized regardless of space travel. Just because that happened and that's part of the reason it happened doesn't mean it wouldn't have happened anyway.
Well, that's a convenient way to look at history. I mean, I think slaves would have gotten free eventually somehow.
Why does Lincoln get all the credit?
Yeah, really. Yeah, women would have gotten the vote at some point. Emmeline Pankhurst,
bullshit.
Suck eggs.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Somebody would have done what Rosa Parks done. Where does she get the...
Exactly. She's just lazy.
Look, this is only five facts in, so there's time for him to change my mind. But at the moment, I'm not having it. Sorry.
Jesus. You're never going to convince him. If Stu were actually open to, this were open to discussion, that would be one thing. It's not happening.
Yeah. Keep on trying. Okay, next one is off Tainted Brain.
Tainted Brain. That's my boy.
He says this Lamborghini in the police force.
Whoop.
Last week Duke passed a comment about Need for Speed Hot Pursuit and what police station is getting a Lamborghini.
That's right.
I actually have forgotten about this, but this I know another one of these, which isn't this one. So have you all read this Italian transport organs in Lamborghini supercar from December 2022, or maybe Italian police use a Lamborghini to rush a kidney 300 miles in 2 hours?
I stand corrected.
From 2020. Absolutely crazy driving 300 miles in 2 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, that's the car to do it with, I suppose. Yeah.
I read a story now. Don't know whether this is the same police.
I mean, I would use a helicopter, which I have. Yes. Yeah.
But that doesn't make for as cool a story, though, Chinny.
Yeah, less likely to crash. But I read a story now. I don't know whether this is the same police force, but there was a police force somewhere abroad where every time they seized a supercar from a drug deal or something like that, you know, like for illegal purposes, they integrated it into the transport.
Why not?
The police.
Yeah,
why
really?
So, yeah. And I can't remember which one it was, but I read that somewhere. It could very well be this. Yeah. It could very well be this police force.
They might as well.
Yeah.
Because no one's getting away from them in a Lambo, are they?
No. True. So that's what they did. So any supercars they see,
you might see me in a Lambo.
They made into police cars.
Yeah.
Into one.
Yeah.
But the real purpose of this email is to wish you all the happiest of New Year's and to wish you the best of health. Eric, Stu, and Mike, thank you very so much for the many hours of enjoyment laughter. Brian. So thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. You're too
kind.
Love you, buddy.
Too kind.
So sweet.
Final email this evening is from Darren Sim.
Yeah.
And he says this three questions. He's got three questions. Count them, people.
Three.
Evening. One, two, three. Hit it.
One, two, three.
Hi, Darren.
I thought I would leave an email while I was waiting for the show. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I see what he's saying. First time, I hope it works and hopefully you can send more. Question is three recommendations from over the past year, a book, a movie, and an album.
Interesting.
So there you go.
I like it.
A book, a movie, and an album. So Duke, you can go first.
So the album is going to be... So does it have to be something that came out this year?
Not necessarily, I guess.
Okay, I will recommend... This is kind of cheating because this isn't actually an album, but there's a woman named Nia Archives who did a really cool drum and bass DJ set, and I recommend people check that out. It was on Mix Mag, and she did a great job. The book I will recommend... Let's see, what have I read lately? I will recommend... Sarah Edmondson's book Scarred. It's about her time in Nexium, the cult, and most people aren't going to be into it, but I found it very interesting. She's a good writer. And then a movie. Is that the other thing?
Yep.
Man, we saw Glass Onion this weekend and that was good.
Oh, brilliant. I loved it.
Movie. It was, I don't think it was fair for me to have my hopes up as high as the original Knives Out. But it was very good. It didn't quite hit that same peak of awesomeness that Knives Out had.
I don't know. I liked it equally, I would have said.
I just feel like the last shot, and I can't say any more than that, of the first Knives Out movie is so amazing. It does such a good job of symbolizing everything in the story that I just loved the first Knives Out on a level that this one was good. It just wasn't quite up there for me. But it's very good. I recommend people check it out. So.
Fair enough. Yep. Chini?
I don't really read many books.
Album?
Album. The only one that I really... I don't really listen to many albums either, but...
I don't do anything except play video games.
The and one that weeks, I did listen to was the... I know he's not a very popular man at the moment, but Kanye and Kid Cudi did an album called Kid See Ghosts, and that came out in 2018. I only discovered it this year, and it's very, very good.
He knows how to make.
I don't know if you've heard that album, Duke, but it's very good.
I've never been on the Kanye train, but I recognize
it. I think you would like it, that the Kid Cudi element to him, like when he's working with Kid Cudi, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
So that one was pretty good. Movies, I haven't really seen any strong movies recently. I watched a movie on your recommendation, Stu, and I wasn't impressed.
What was that?
Bad Santa.
I love Bad Santa. It's great.
I thought it was really dated.
Yeah, I'll be honest, right? The first time I watched it, I probably thought it was pretty funny. The second time, I was a bit like...
I don't know when Stu goes,
"Oh, this is a little lowbrow for me." That's a sign.
I'm like, I get it. Like, he's a grumpy guy. Like, I get it. Like,
he's definitely a grumpy guy.
And I like it when like people are cruel to kids. I think that's funny. But because Roald Dahl
is when he eats all his chocolates out of his hand.
Yeah, like Roald Dahl is really cruel to kids, and I think that's brilliant when he does that stuff. But yeah, I thought that was bad. I haven't really watched any. good movies. I tell you what I watched the other day with my little niece, my 3-year-old niece, and I thought this was brilliant, was
Saw 4.
Is it the Mitchells versus the Machines or something like that? Is it the Mitchells versus the Machines? It's like an animated movie. The people that made Spider-Verse.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
All right, okay.
They did another movie. That's a good recommendation. Yes,
the Mitchells versus the Machines. I watched that with my little niece. She loved it. She thought it was brilliant. And I thought it was really good as well. Good movie for kids and adults.
Okay.
And Olivia Colman's in it.
I should also say, in terms of movies, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. That's a really good movie. People should check
Marcel
that out.
Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Yeah. Jenny Slate's movie.
Deck in the chat says, is that the Mitchells from EastEnders?
No, well, it's not the same Mitchells. Funny. Not the same Mitchells.
Funny guy. Right, here's my 3 recommendations. So
a book
is called Lions of the Grail by Tim Hodkinson.
I see.
And it's basically about the Knights Templars and the Hospital Templars.
Oh, dude.
And it's properly cool. If you like Assassin's Creed, this is kind of like Assassin's Creed the book. And it's on Spotify, so you can listen to it for free if you've got Spotify, or you can just buy it off Amazon, I guess, for probably not a lot of money.
Just listen.
And
to
he's
it,
a really
people.
Good
just
writer.
Listen.
But you can just listen. You can just listen on Spotify. It's free. It's free on Spotify. Lions of the Grail, that's called. Album is, let me have a look. I'm trying to find it. It's called The Last Goodbye by Odessa, which is. First time I've come across it this year, and it's great. It's kind of a bit chilled. It's kind of like a little bit Orby, a little bit sort of 07, that okay. kind of vibe.
I like Eric.
And I loved it. I've never listened to them before. Came out this year. Great album.
That reminds
me.
There was
an older album. I've listened
recently,
to them all.
Yeah, there's a group I recently just found that had a pretty cool chill vibe as well. I'm looking it up on Spotify.
So have a look at this. I think you'd like this, Duke. It's a really nice album.
I do, probably won't.
And then movie, right? And this is an old movie. Came out in 2016, but I only watched it for the first time this year. This was a garden movie. We watched this outside on the big screen. And it's called Train to Busan.
Oh, yeah. I've heard good things about that. It's a classic.
What a film that is. Yeah. Honestly, it's one of
Train
the
to
best.
Busan.
Train to Busan is one of the best zombie films I have ever seen. It is fucking brilliant. It is subtitled, so do be aware.
I don't mind subtitles in movies, by the way.
I don't mind that if as long as I'm not trying to eat dinner. If I'm trying to eat dinner and I have to keep looking up at the screen, like hell no. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm making a course of fucking.
So there's two Train to Busans.
There is an American version, so they are doing a remake. I don't know.
No, there's one called Train to Busan, and then Train to Busan Presents Peninsula.
No, it's just Train to Busan.
2016 Train to Busan, starring Gong Yo.
Correct. You will be brilliant. It's just brilliant.
I'll tell you a movie I liked was that Everything Everywhere All at Once. I thought it was great.
It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it was a bit long. It was a bit long.
It is a bit long. I think that's on purpose. Like they're dealing with Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, it's a bit long.
But it is it's a good concept. I felt like they went in a number of directions, like before they gave us what we wanted. And so I think the older I get, the more frustrated I am with movies that string you along before they give you answers. But I like the fact that Everything Everywhere All at Once does not. End with here's what's going on. You know what I mean? Because
no, it like it kind of does that pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does it
relatively.
Like,
here's what's going on.
It's the first third of the film, certainly. But
yeah.
I wanted to be at this point. I've like reached a point where I'm like, just start out with here's what's going on, and then let's go.
It starts as a what's going on movie and turns into like a MacGuffin movie, doesn't
it?
Like that kind of thing. Yeah. But it's good. Just went on ages. I just went, God, this film's long, man. I sort of get it. Like
right.
Yeah.
I liked the album, by the way. The group is called Supreme Beings of Leisure, and they're self-titled.
I'll give that a listen because I'm always on the lookout for new stuff to listen to.
Yeah, it's good. They kind of got if you like More Chiba, they're very much in that kind of vein.
Oh, I love More Chiba.
Yeah, you'll like this group.
I've got two of their albums on vinyl as well. Oh, I love More Chiba. Yeah.
All right, is that it? Are we doing anything else? Are we ready for shout-outs?
I think that's it.
All right. So thanks for listening, everybody. We loved having you here. Let's do some shout outs.
It's time for a shout out. Hey!
Well, I guess I should go first and shout out Luke.
Yeah.
First time listener, brother of Adam. So yeah, there you go. Thank you, Luke, for popping by.
Hi, Luke. Thanks for popping by.
He's been very active in the chat. We like active chatters, don't we?
That's right. Yeah. Come back next week and chat some more.
Chatter, chat. So that's it for me. Shall I chat? Look, I'm going to shout out the Struttmeister, regardless of whether I agree or disagree with him. I like his perseverance, so I will give him a shout out for that. Persevering.
Foolishness, really. Keep trying. Foolish. Obviously, it's a lost cause.
But he can keep going. Look, he's got another, 47 to go.
Yeah. And he's going to have the exact same reaction every time. So knock yourself out.
By the way, Darren in chat says,
"Yeah, that's not a good reason." Yeah.
Darren in chat says his book is Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman, which I have read.
Oh,
which is very good. Can I just?
I like Neil Gaiman. I just haven't read as much of him as I should, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, album
Delivering Journey in Nimbus X. Now, there's a good book, man. People ought to check that out.
There's a book.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Hey-o.
Right.
Buy my book.
There you go, Duke. You might as well carry on.
Yeah. Shout out to Tainted Brain for the very nice message checking in on me. And shout out to Mr. Hero, who is going. He said on the Discord he's going to meet his dad for the first time in a long time or something like that.
That is no forever. No, the first time he's going to meet his dad. Yeah, he's never met his dad.
Oh, that's so intense, man. Good luck. Have fun with that.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. I should have shouted that out as well.
Yeah. And shout out to Fraser for joining me on my stream. Shout out to Chinny for joining me on my stream. Shout out to everybody listening and watching in on YouTube and Twitch. And also the people who responded to my question on the website, on the Discord, rather. Questions for the show. I put a question out in Soviet Russia. Questions ask you. I asked what the best thing about Christmas this year was, and Sean Thiel said nothing. His little fella tested positive for COVID, so hope he's doing better. Yeah. John Mouse said Putin admitting the possibility of peace talks, which I hadn't heard about. So thank you for letting me know about that. Let's hope we'll
see.
I know that's exactly what I said.
I'm not
devil's in the details.
Breath.
I'm not either, but it's a good sign. Like it's a crack in the facade at least. So maybe it'll lead to something. Who knows?
Maybe.
And he also said getting time to play more Assassin's Creed, no doubt. GH Rocker asks, oh, we'll come back to that. It's a question for us.
Oh, we've got a question. A lot of questions.
Yeah. Tana Brain said, best thing was meeting my nieces and nephews after 3 years, chatting with them, having them here. Fun with me, playing games with them, except Monopoly that seriously needs to be removed from existence. It is not fun. I agree. Monopoly's
I fucking hate Monopoly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Saying goodbye to them tomorrow will not be fun, he said. Easy Lee said, I've been playing Metro Exodus, and I found a person called Duke. Yeah. He's everywhere, even after the apocalypse in Russia. That's right. I hate Christmas apart from seeing people be nice to each other. It's not about spending money. How can a fat man get down a chimney when we have a gas fire? Then Ryan said, spending Christmas with family. We haven't had a chance to with the COVID malarkey. Seeing my 8-year-old and appreciating the little things of Christmas. Appreciate that, Brian.
I don't know why he doesn't know it. He has a magic key if you don't have a chimney.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
J.H. Rocker asked, what is something you do during the holidays that you normally don't do during the rest of the year? For me, it's eating chocolate. Personally, never really eat it as I know I get nothing from it. But during the holidays, why not, eh?
Yeah, I guess. So, during the holidays, I don't normally. It depends where I am, I guess. If I'm away, I'm doing stuff I don't usually do there.
Yeah.
I don't really know, to be honest.
I
don't really know what I do with my holidays that I don't do normally. I don't. Bloody well know. Hey, by the way, I never said this at the top of the show.
Oh, say it now. Oh.
I've booked my first holiday for next year.
Oh, my God. That was fast.
Oh, yeah. Did it tonight, just before the show. It is fucking booked.
Go on.
And we're going to Rome for 4 days.
Ooh, Rome.
In March. So not very long, only 2 months away.
Hey.
Only March. Here's the thing, though.
What's the thing?
Travel insurance, not so cheap now. Just say. Yeah. When you put in answering all those questions, it's like, have you got any medical conditions you need to declare?
Oof. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. Now, this is how bad it was. I went on confused.com, Chinny, and I put in my condition and all that stuff and, you know, cardiomyopathy, you know, and all that. No one would insure me. It was like no one will insure you with this.
No
condition.
One's touching you.
Phone this special number and maybe you can get some. So I didn't. I went on Saga because I'm over 50 now. So yeah. I went on Saga And they were fine. I'd put in the exact same stuff, you know, and all that cack. £81 it costs to insure for, but it isn't terrible. I mean, that's not crazy money, but a lot
more than
you
used to have to pay, I guess.
Pay. Well, you should you could pay about a tenner.
Well, there you go.
If you have no medical conditions, maybe 10 or 15 quid tops.
Yeah. But Rome's not scary. Like, you're not going to House of Horrors or something.
No, no. And I said, you know, I said to Kay, you know, they'll have equally good medical facilities there if anything happens. Hopefully, fingers crossed, nothing happens.
I remember I had a cough when we were in Italy, and their health places, their pharmacies have green crosses. I was used to seeing red crosses. And so it was really weird. I was freaked out by that, man. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, it's green in the UK, like medical boxes are green.
Freaks all over Europe.
Green.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I do during winter break. What I do during winter break that I don't do most of the rest of the year is work out.
Work out? What do you mean?
I've been working out. I've been doing sit-ups and lifting weights every day during
winter
break.
Getting jacked.
I know, right? Wow. It's not about looking different. It's about feeling healthy. It's about being healthy.
He's got the old steroids. He's sticking steroids in his ass.
It's not about looking different. It's about having that beach bod.
Yeah, it is. But having that washboard stomach, Duke.
Yeah.
It's got a six pack now.
So it's, you know, look, I think it leads to better sleeping patterns. It's just nice to have that time pressure not weighing on me. Because as much as I know I ought to work out the rest of the school year and I have time after school, I'm so exhausted and I'm so like, my free time is so precious. I just want to spend it, you know, playing games and being idle. So having more time leads me to be healthier, which makes me wonder a lot about, you know, the state of America in general, like how overworked people are. Like,
yep.
You know, and to be, don't get me wrong, like we have responsibility of eating unhealthy foods and, you know, whatnot, and subsidizing corn syrup and all that shit. But, you know, if more people had more time, we'd probably be healthier in general. So Article 24 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, man, rest and leisure. We all deserve it.
Boom.
Chinny, what do you do during the holiday season that you don't normally do?
I eat those nuts that you've got to crack.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Do you get, do you actually spend time cracking them? It's a waste of time.
I never do that.
Oh, they're tasty.
And then only at Christmas time.
Yeah, because you get the
nut. I do it. I buy the bag, you know, the bag in like that net bag.
Yeah, and the red net.
Red net. And I never do that, but for some reason around Christmas, and it's always because my mum always used to do it. My mum always used to have a bowl of those nuts. We'd crack them. We'd eat them, and I'd never do that any other time of the year for some reason. I always do it.
I just buy them ready shelled. It's way easier.
No, I agree, but it's like something.
It's the tradition.
I don't know,
crack it.
It's like this like tactile.
I get
where
you're going with that.
It's fun to crack stuff.
Yeah,
it's fun to crack stuff.
That's right. And
I'll tell you what we do
crack.
At Christmas. Yeah, it is.
Smoking crack is good as well. Selling it is even better.
I have four
the kids. Customers for life.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's horrible when people interrupt,
Jesus
isn't it?
Jesus Christ was a customer. Christ used to smoke a lot of crack. People don't know.
I'm trying to look like Jesus Christ with the hair. It's
crack addict.
Oh, you're growing it again.
Yeah, it is coming there. Hold on.
Interesting. But yes, I have. We do something that we do at Christmas that we don't do any other time normally.
Yes.
And that's on Christmas Eve, we're usually off and we just watch movies all day in our movies. We just sort of do that and chill.
Have you seen
this year?
Go ahead.
Can you see, Stu, that my hair's getting long now?
It is getting longer. We interspaced with Christmas episodes. So we watched the Vicar of Dibley Christmas special.
Okay.
Yeah,
which is the one where she goes to everybody's house for Christmas dinner, and it was very funny. So
we watched Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean.
Oh, did you? You see, this is what you got to do. Then we watched a movie. Then we watched the Father Ted Christmas special.
Yeah, we watched that as well.
Where they all get lost in the lingerie department, which is
that's
hilarious.
Right. Three pieced in a lingerie. Okay, you might have a story. But eight, that's a scandal.
It's just brilliant.
I was messing with one of the bras, Ted. I told you not to look at the bras.
He flicks himself in the eye. Yeah.
Did y'all ever see A Christmas Story, a classic film back in the day?
It's
probably an American thing more than the British, but it's a good movie. They recently just made a sequel, which is pretty interesting. They did a good job with it. I was impressed by it. So if anybody out there ever liked Christmas Story back in the day, check out Christmas Story Christmas. It's on HBO, I think.
1983.
Yeah. It's a classic. Yeah. It's a good movie. The original is Classic.
And then we watched The Office Christmas special, the original British one.
The original one from The Office, yeah.
So beautiful. Good.
Only so good. You. That song plays at the end.
Yeah, so good. So yeah, we watched lots of funny sitcom Christmas specials because why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Good thing to do. And that's right.
I think that's the end of our Christmas show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We love you. Be in touch.
Yeah, we do. We love everyone.
Podcast at veterangamers.co.uk. We don't love Vladimir Putin. I take it back. We do love Vladimir Putin. We hate everything he's doing. So change your game up, Vladimir. Act better. Respect human rights and international law.
Yep. Talk about peace.
And we'll work on getting our leaders to respect international law and human rights as well.
We don't want any nukes going off, do
we? Check out vghub.net. No, it hasn't been updated in 20 years.
Bitcoin ain't nothing but soybeans on the computer.
Oh, I miss Derek. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, we love you, Derek, if you're listening.
We've never heard of him since. That's it. It was literally
someday
it.
He'll come back, I hope.
Maybe. You maybe. Know. I miss Derek.
Yep.
I hope you had a nice Christmas.
Yep. Hey, speaking of there's a documentary about Miss Cleo.
Yep.
It's really interesting. She had a heck of an interesting life. So
who's Miss Cleo?
She's the one, this voice.
Yep.
She was a phone psychic in the 1990s. She had this dial-up psychic line. You could call her up and she'd give you tarot card readings and stuff. And her voice, she was, my friends called me up. I give you a read. And it's like this very Jamaican like affectation. And they had this woman on the documentary who's like a scholar of Caribbean culture. And she's like, every Jamaican person was like, who the hell is this woman? Why is she pretending to be Jamaican? You know? And it was just like but apparently she worked with this acting troupe in Denver or something for a few years before she became Miss Cleo. And then once she became Miss Cleo, all her friends knew her as Miss Cleo. She became this character. So before that, she spoke with, an American accent. But once she became Miss Cleo, she made that her entire identity all the time.
Can I just check, was she Jamaican?
No, well, we don't know. She said she was.
So no one knows what she actually looks like.
Well, no, we know what she looks like, but we didn't know, if you can't tell that someone's Jamaican just from how they look.
No. But I didn't know whether she was a white woman pretending to be Jamaican.
No, she was a black woman, but she, her birth certificate
she passed that test.
She passed
the black test.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, it's just a really interesting life story. She was apparently, she came out as a lesbian or bisexual at a time when not a lot of people were doing that. So she became this important public icon for queer rights, which is pretty cool. Even though she was basically pretending to be from Jamaica when she wasn't, which is problematic. Yeah. But
she may or may not have been. We don't know.
It's possible she was, but it's really unlikely. So
highly unlikely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a very interesting film. So.
Well, there you go, guys. I think that's it for another week.
Luke said he really enjoyed it,
and he's going to come back.
Oh, okay. God. We haven't done our job in driving people away.
No, what the hell?
What's wrong with you, dude?
We don't want to attract listeners.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, what happened?
What the hell is going on?
Really, go away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll just corrupt you. You'll be corrupted after listening to
all our cursing and shit.
Yeah, too long. Who wants to listen to all that bollocks?
What did you do this weekend, Luke? Oh, dude, I checked it out, man. I got a lesson. I listen to the veteran gamers. They're the wicked older guys talking about their fucking travel insurance and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what all the kids are into.
They're into that shit.
Oh, do they have a lot of subscribers?
I know. That's why we have so many. Because honestly,
we've got more than 20, Duke. Yeah, you got to give me more credit than that.
Yeah, we've got how many have we got? We've got
about 700.
Got
1,000. Yeah,
1,600.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What's wrong with you?
We got a few subscribers. No one tunes in though. We've got all them subscribers and, I don't know, eight people.
It's courtesy subscribers.
It's courtesy
and subscribe. I did. Now come back.
I did. Leave me alone. Yeah.
Exactly. Right, that really is it. So enjoy your New Year, people, and we'll be back next. Yeah, what are we doing about New Year's Day? I'm guessing we're not recording on that day. Either.
Probably, I'll be all right on New Year's Day, like Monday night. Monday
maybe.
Night,
yeah, yeah. Shall we just do it anyway? Fuck it.
Wait,
no, it's Sunday night.
No, I know. Yeah, like New Year's Eve is Sunday night.
No,
isn't it?
New Year's Eve is Saturday.
Oh, then I'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine.
New Year's Day is Sunday.
We'll do it Sunday then. We'll do it
Sunday. It's fine.
New Year's Day night.
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah.
Right. Same time, same bat channel.
Yeah, so we're back on Sunday on our normal evening next week. So don't
be there
because we'll not be here.
Stu, are you doing a New Year's DJ stream?
I've not decided yet. I've got to decide that. I probably will.
I like it. It's a nice tradition.
Start about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Spin,
do
like,
it.
Mix for 2 hours.
Sure.
Do some tunes.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
I'll be there if I can remember.
The Mixed Cloud. Well, the Christmas.
Send me a message when you're doing it.
Pretty
send me a WhatsApp.
Well, it'll be New Year's Eve at 10
Never
o'clock.
Never mind. Yeah, but my New Year's Eve isn't your New Year's Eve, is it?
Is it
it's
not?
The middle
it's
of the afternoon for me.
Well, yeah, but it's
I'm not going to remember. If you want me there, send me a WhatsApp. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
When you start up your decks, wait a minute. I don't look at Facebook at all these days. Nobody does. When you're starting up your deck, wait a minute. There's something I'm supposed to do when I'm starting up my decks. Oh, yeah, Duke needs a reminder.
Yeah, send me some recommendations, Duke. Send me some tunes you want me to play, and I'll just stick them on the playlist.
Indefatigable Neural System.
Just send them me. Send them me. Like I'm gonna send you when I'm doing it, you send me some tunes and I'll put them in the mix some point that night. Promise. I'll probably will be doing that at 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
You heard him, he promised.
Counting down.
Yeah.
Like I did last year. I did a good job last year, actually. I even allowed for the time difference on Twitch.
It was fun.
Even allowed for time difference. Also what's kind of cool this year is because I've got my all in one mixer Yeah, it's your fault. All in one mixer with built-in engine, all that bollocks, and the stream should be better because the computer's barely doing any of the work.
Well, all right.
You know, there's no software running on the PC. It's
Coolio.
Just all in the mixer. And it's a bit smaller, so it's a bit easier to use. And it's got built-in speakers, so I don't even have to rig anything up to it. It's all
sweet.
Solid. Okay, see
all right.
You all after the new year.
Peace out, fam.
Yeah. See you in the new year.
2023, people.
2023.
Okay, that's enough. No more talking.